Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/theRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. It's so glad to have you guys here live in the platform tonight. It is Sunday night, and yeah, you guessed it. You are live in The Remix. Wow, what a beautiful day today. I trust that the sun is shining, that it's beautiful in your world and wherever you're at, located all over the planet. I see you guys getting yourself all situated on the phone line. So I do want to give you the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix and get you right on in. If you're an international caller and you're out there calling, no matter where in the world you're calling from, know that all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial the U.S. country code, then you dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix. So some great ways for you to connect, and also know that you can Skype in as well. You can come on over to The Remix page, www.blogtalkradio.com/... all one word, The Remix, and come on over. You'll see the Skype logo there. Just click that, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix as well. You can Skype into the show. So for all of our international callers or wherever you're calling from, so many ways for you to stay connected. Greetings to you all. Welcome. If you're a guest and you're listening for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. Welcome to Planet Remix. We are so glad to have you on board and listening in. I've been receiving tons of emails from new listeners all over the planet, and it's such a beautiful thing to have you guys come join us here on the platform. So whether you're listening to us live tonight or you're listening to the download, we definitely welcome you here. Guests welcome you as well. The chat room is open. If you've never experienced the chat room, I definitely invite you to come on over, join us in chat, www.blogtalkradio.com/. The Remix is going to get you. Click the chat button there. Stroll on down. Come on in. If you're a guest, all you have to do is keep strolling down. You'll see sign up. It only takes a few moments. Sign up. Tell us who you are. Come on in. The Remix family is going to make you feel right at home. Well, a couple of things we want to do. We want to give a little bit of shout out tonight. I definitely want to send much love out to all of Planet Remix all over from listening. Big shout out to all of you out there listening. And then also, I want to send big shout out, you guessed it, to Self-Invested. To everyone who's self-invested out there, that amazing group who is self-invested out there, I want to send much love out to you guys who are self-invested. We just did some amazing work last night in the Self-Invested covering the Kim Biz with myself and Brother Bilal. And wow, it was amazing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as well, but I want to give also a big shout out. We had a special guest, the Brother Dietrich, the president over, stopped by of the Perfect Union Wealth Center, stopped by Self-Invested last night, dropped some serious wealth of knowledge, stopped by, self-invested. He didn't just stop by, he's also self-invested as well. So that just made it a beautiful share as well. So he was in there, he shared some words with us and shared some wealth words with us and some wisdom. So much love to Brother Dietrich and the whole crew at the Perfect Union Wealth Center, Brother Johnny and everybody out there in California, the whole family, everybody out there. Yes, it was so super amazing. I definitely also want to give much love to all of my amazing priestess out there doing some very, very divine work all over the planet. They're kind of moving themselves around, doing all kinds of things. Want to send big love out to all of the priestess out there. And just so proud of all of you for doing your work out there. So everyone, yeah, we're going to be covering a couple of things before we bring on Brother Bilal, who's going to be joining me here live tonight. WhyShitDon'tMakeSense.com is what Brother Bilal is going to be talking to us about tonight. We're going to be getting it in. It's definitely, you want to pull out some paper and a pen because this is definitely going to be one to grow on. Here tonight, it's always a pleasure when we have Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, also from Self-Invested and the Remix family, come by and share some wisdom with us tonight on the show. So I want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of the Remix shows, are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on demand. And all you have to do is download, download, download. And it's a couple of ways to do that download, okay? So you can actually come on over www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix and you can download the shows or you can listen to them live here. They'll be here. And there's well over 600 plus shows. You can go back for years and years and years. Any subject you want to talk about, anything you want to talk about, something you can think about, you want to know more about, it's been someone who's come on The Remix or information and knowledge that I have shared with you and all of the guests so you can get exactly what you need, when you need, and yeah, you guessed it, how you need it. It's all here on Planet Remix. So that's one of the ways. The other ways, if you have a smartphone or any smartphone device, take yourself on over to the Android market and just download the app. It is our gift here from The Remix. Just go over there, download that app. You can put it right on all of your smartphone devices, and it will keep you connected with all things of The Remix. It also will connect you to the Remix Facebook page, Twitter, all of these things that has to do with the Remix, including sending an email directly to me, Miss Blue. So all of that is contained right there inside that app. Now, don't worry, if you don't have something that supports the Android market or smartphone device, no worries, because we also have an app on iTunes. So you can go over to the iTunes store, and this is a gift from us here at The Remix, and you can go over to the iTunes store, and you'll be able to download that app. So if you have iTunes or anything that supports iTunes for your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod, and all of those devices, your desktop, to be able to listen to it, you'll be able to connect and download the Remix app there. Just look for the Remix logo. You can Google the Remix with Miss Blue, and you will see the infamous logo that is known in this universe and beyond there, and you will be able to just download it straight to your phone. So just put in the Remix with Miss Blue, and it will come up. So don't forget to let us know how much you love this. The brothers that worked on that, the brother Mark, who did the smartphone, the Android, and then the brother Chris, who did the iTunes, both of these two amazing Remix listener brothers, a part of the family, did an amazing job on that. And so, Yeah, you definitely want to leave some love over there for those two amazing brothers and doing some powerful work out there. So peace and love, everybody. I see you still getting yourself. Come on in. We have plenty of room. Come on in. You can kind of pull yourself up a chair. We're just so glad to have you there. Know that you can download the show I did on Friday. We had so much fun on Friday night. I know I did. Friday night, we was chatting and chilling. It was kind of a late remix, but chatting and chilling on the remix. And just doing some readings, answering questions. Those are some of the best shows that we do. I love those shows because this is truly what the platform was created for you guys, for Planet Remix to hear. You guys are really how we check in with what's happening around the globe, what's happening around the world. And so it's always amazing when we can come on, you guys can hear. I can't tell you how many emails I get a day of people telling me that, oh, when this caller called in and you were able to give them a reading and they were able to talk about their situation, this is what I was going to through as well. Remember, we're one soul group, a big soul group here. So those are just amazing times when we can share these things with you guys. So now I want to kind of give you some updates. And this is an important update because, as you guys know, we have kicked off a new season of Self-Invested. And I can't tell you, we have some of the most amazing brothers and sisters inside the Self-Invested group. They're part of the Remix family, but they are definitely the movers and shakers in this new world here and in a big way. And they are doing their work in a very big way and putting in the work. So it is truly, truly an honor to have them in the class, each and every single person there that is self-invested. Self-invested, if you want to find out more, email me at questionforblue@gmail.com. We get together, we meet once a week, and we meet on Saturdays. And for lack of a better word, this is really like going into the lab. You know, self-invested came out of the Kundalini lab, and this is definitely like being in the lab, where you do your spiritual, your mental, your physical, and your heart work, where you really just not just learning, but sharing and growing, and you do real life alchemy on the spot. And we're there, myself, Brother Bilal, Esther, the whole crew, we are all there supporting this, working through this, and going through this ourselves as well. So we're all there together and really, really tapping into this frequency, this vibration in a way that has never been done before. It's a learning commitment when you become self-invested. And I just am so thankful for everyone who is self-invested. I want to remind you, initially we had said self-invested, we would keep it open until the end of October. Well, as with everything, I promise you guys, things will change. That has changed. Self-invested enrollment is not going to stay open until the end of October. Self-invested is actually going to be closing the first week in October, which is the 3rd. And the reason for that closing date is because myself, along with Brother Bilal, we will be covering E equals MC square. And we're going to be getting it in. Getting it in, getting it in, getting it in, getting it in. For about 4 weeks, we're going to be going in on it and really leaving this planet with all of that information. So if you're interested in getting into self-invested, this would be a great time to do that. Just email me. All of the information is available in the show notes, but email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com, and I will send you all of the information about how you can become self-invested as well as your family as well, too. So now, here's the next question that so many of you have been asking me about, but before I talk about this question, I want to talk about something. We have some of the most amazing people. I brag about you guys all the time. There's no better group of beings on the planet than those who are part of the Remix family. And there is a Remix family member who has, we've had Remix family members who's gifted people to be in self-invested, who has gifted individuals to partake in the Soul Sister Workshop and anything that we're doing, because they want to make sure that everyone who wants to participate, they understand about the give and receive. And so I'm so honored about that. We also have a new workshop coming up, which we're going to be talking about in just a moment. I'm going to touch on that, but give me a moment. But I definitely want to get to that and just thank you guys. And most of the time they want to remain anonymous. They don't want anybody to know who they are. So they're not doing this for big kudos or pat on the back or any of that stuff. It's purely from their heart and it's purely from love. And so I got another email. And so, I'm just super excited about the love that you guys are just sharing with everyone, with all of us. And that's just a beautiful thing. Okay. So now, the next thing I want to talk about is the Akashic Record readings. You guys know that I am doing Akashic Record readings again, and I am doing them from the premiere filed. And I announced this, and since I have announced this, we have been swamped. So let me say this. There is a waiting list, okay? And I will be getting back with you guys. We will get back with you. We're setting up appointments now, and we're setting up appointments. I am so excited. I am super excited. You know, Brother Bilal really kind of broke this on a show and brought it up and said, you know, this is going to be the perfect time to begin to start doing this. And I knew for a while I shut this energy down because the files had moved. The Akashic Records have literally moved. And so now I'm doing the Akashic Record readings from the premiere files. And I am super excited. I am excited about the readings I've done because, it is just so life-changing. The one thing I will say to you guys that I've added to this is the work you came to finish. In the Akashic Record readings before, we talked about the work, we talked about your direction to go, but I have so many different gems that I'm adding into this. And one of the main things is the work that you came to finish. The premiere files really kind of gives you insights in this. There are so many gems that are inside of this Akashic Record readings, and those I've given the readings to have, and myself, have truly, truly been humbled by the experience, and we've been honored, and we've just been wowed, I guess that's the best word, about the information coming out of the premiere files, because the premiere files are so detailed. They're just detailed. It's, you know, it's so detailed. It's just, it's so detailed. So I wanted to let you guys know that if you sent an email in and if you sent the email in, thank you for your patience in advance, because we will be getting back with you. And I know many of you have secured your spot, and we will be getting all of that information together. Yeah. We'll be getting that information together. Yeah. And so I'm super excited about that. I am. I'm really excited. And I know, like, out of all the readings I've done, there was something that I figured out about those who requested the Akashic Record reading, because there's a particular soul group that is connected with those who even have that question. And the beautiful thing is you guys come from all walks of life, all backgrounds, and all schools of thought. And that's how I was able, because there's a bigger picture that was even being put together by those who requested the Akashic Record reading. So just wanted to kind of put that out there for those of you who are interested. Email me questionforblue@gmail.com. Thank you for your patience. We are working on that. That is one of my top priorities of making sure to keep all of that going. But just thank you for your patience in that process, because everybody will get taken care of. And I'm just super excited. I'm just super excited about it. Yeah, I am. Ooh, Yeah, one day we'll have to talk about some of this stuff, but you know me, very sacred. Okay, so now here's our next big thing that definitely is leaving me in a breathless place at this moment, and that is about the Super Conscious Alignment Workshop. Wow, you guys, I want to tell you about this because this is a powerful thing that we're doing. We're going to talk about this a little bit, but I'm definitely going to wait for Brother Bilal to come on, and we'll talk more about the workshop. This workshop, save the date, October the 11th, is a workshop with myself and Brother Bilal. It is the Super Conscious Alignment Workshop. It will take you into 2015 and beyond. You understand, and I want to tell you, it went viral. Like, literally, it went viral. Over 6,000 hits on the website alone, and you guys are securing your spots, and you're going to the website, and I want you to go to the website. Even if you say right now you can't come over to the website, I want you to go to the website, because we have infused a lot of this energy, all of this energy into the website, and just by looking at it, you will receive a divine gift. Just by going to the website, just by going www.msblueblast.com/magicmakers11/, just go there, take a look, secure your seat. October the 11th, save the date, the marriage of the conscious and the subconscious mind is happening. It's going down, myself and Brother Bilal, and we are super excited. It went viral, and we're just so excited and honored to be able to do that. Wow. Yes. I just want to speak about the energy that's on the planet right now, because it is so much, and we've talked about it. Remember the meditation for those gateway days that we did, and I told you that there was a wave of consciousness coming over the planet, and it was waking up hundreds of thousands of people on the planet? We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that as well. So tonight, joining me here live in the forum is Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. He also does those amazing soul alignment readings and those soul cycle calendars. And that's so super cool, because I love it when you guys send me emails, because you're super excited. Like, right after you go and you get the reading from Brother Bilal, you send me an email like, oh my God, Ms. Blue. Like, this was so amazing. And it is amazing. Amazing work that he does, and especially the time that we're in, because it's not about so much understanding how the planet is going to be moving, but it's also to understand your how your energy is moving and how you can align yourself with what is going on the planet. So this is the as above, so below, as without, so within energy, and being able so you can best maneuver your way on your personal journey. So if you don't have those soul cycle calendars, or if you have not had the soul alignment reading so that you can put these energies in their perspective, you are missing out. You need to definitely reach out to Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com, and definitely you need to get in there, because we're moving into that time. The energy that is on the planet at this particular time, well, you know, we're living in some amazing times, and that's the cool shit about it. Like, everything, every day, every second, every moment, there is burst of explosions happening. And there's so many people, there's so much ancient DNA, there's so much that is going on our physical body level, our mental body level, and our spiritual body level. All of these energies are coming together. And you may have noticed some physical changes inside your body. For a very good reason. I want you to know that the planet is literally on fire. Did y'all hear me? The planet is on fire. It is on fire. And we're going to be getting into that and talking about that. But right now, this planet is on fire. You know, Alicia Keys came out with "This Girl Is On Fire." Well, listen, this girl is on fire, meaning the planet. The planet is on fire, and fire is coming from so many different ways. You know, the planet is on fire, and the kidneys are going to be a challenge for everyone out there. You got to take care of your kidneys at this particular time. That is something. Because the kidneys hold the energy of fear. So we've done tons of shows to really prepare you for what is happening right now. Brother Wayne Chandler came on and he talked about all of this energy. He talked about the energy inside the kidneys. He talked about the energy that is held inside of the body, how to release this energy. Reach out to Brother Wayne Chandler. Go back and listen to the shows that he did here on The Remix. Download, 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 and definitely begin to take care of your kidneys, because the planet is on fire. Fear is running rampant. We're going to give some international shots out. We're going to give some international shots out to the whole Planet Remix. I want to do that as well. And beautiful. We want to do some international shots out, and we're going to do that right now. We're going to do some international shots out to all the countries close right now, and I'm sure that we will hit this year, that the Remix family is climbing. We're climbing that hill, climbing that mountain. Me and Esther was just talking about this not too long ago, climbing that hill to reach the 3 million mark of listeners. 3 million and climbing every single day mark of listeners who listen to the Remix. And that's a beautiful thing, because I get all of you guys' emails, whether you listen live, a lot of you listen download because you're in different countries, you're in different places because of your work schedule. And so, you know, right now we're currently at 2,700,000 in there, right in there. But we are reaching. We're not quite at 3 million yet, but we are reaching there. We are definitely there. But I want to give some international shots out and then also some other special shots out as we go. So here we go. Roll call for all that's checking in tonight. We're going to give a big shot out to Mozambique, who's listening live tonight. The Philippines is in the house tonight. Spain is listening live tonight. We have Greece in the house tonight. Malaysia is listening live tonight. Japan is in the house tonight. We have Belgium listening live tonight. Germany is in the house live tonight. Nigeria, big ups, lots of listeners from Nigeria tonight listening in. We also have Egypt in the house tonight. We have India in the house tonight. Brazil is on board tonight. We have Hong Kong in the house tonight. We have Bangladesh in the house tonight. Welcome, Bangladesh. We also have Puerto Rico in the house tonight. Could be there right now looking at that blue water. We have Chile in the house tonight. We have the UK, who always stands up, in the house tonight. So big ups to the UK listening in the house tonight. We also have Kenya in the house tonight. We have the Netherlands in the house tonight. Amsterdam is in the house tonight. Big ups to Amsterdam in the house tonight. We have Switzerland in the house tonight. China is on board tonight. We have Siberia. Whoa, Siberia is in the house tonight. Big ups to you, Siberia. Korea is in the house tonight. Trinidad is listening tonight. We also have Ghana in the house tonight. Australia is listening live for us. Denmark is here with us. Thailand is in the house tonight. We have Tobago in the house tonight. Singapore is in the house tonight. Hi, Singapore. Italy is in the house tonight. We also have France in the house tonight. Barbados is in the house tonight. Trinidad, I think I said them already. Turkey is in the house tonight. South Africa is listening live tonight. We have Canada in the house tonight. Big ups to you, Canada. Let's see. A couple of countries I can't say their name is in the house tonight. Oh, my goodness. And we also have other parts of the Soviet Union listening live tonight, along with, of course, us here in the United States listening live tonight. So big ups to all of our international family out there listening. We know, depending on what part of the world, the planet you're in, that it can be a challenge for you getting up. You know, we have sort of that polar vortex that's going through, and so some of these countries will be experiencing some snow tonight. You'll be getting some snow, and even parts of the United States, you guys, I've seen it in a dream. The snow is coming. I seen my boots, I seen my coat, I seen my, the snow is coming for some of you. As we speak right now, some of you is experiencing snow. Right now, you're getting some snow. We have that polar vortex that's open, and we're going to talk about what the chill is all about as we continue here, right here, live in the remix. Wow. Okay. I see you guys said wherever you are, someone said it's snowing. It snowed there, wherever they are. So, yes, the polar vortex has opened up. And so we'll talk about how that's going to be moving across the country. I want to send some love out to my son. I want to send some love out to Dee. And I want to send some love out to Baby Blue and all of her friends in college. I want to send some love out to all of those amazing young people, and especially my children and my family as well. I want to send love out to them. I do. You know, I had an opportunity to sit with Baby Blue, and she sends her love to all of you guys and talk to some incredible young people. And, you know, we have what we think about institution learning and what that means. But I could tell you about their soul group. They are really kind of setting the new standard for what that is, because these are some very spiritually grounded and very well-focused young people. And even though they are going through what we would call traditional or left-brain learning, they have brought so much of their spiritual essence of who they are into it, and challenging the system to really adapt to that. And I had a chance to sit down and have a conversation with them. And it was so amazing and enlightening that you would have thought you were not talking to children that wanted anything to do with what we call traditional learning. But they know who they are. They're very well grounded in their energy. And they understand exactly what it's going to take in order for them to be able to do their work that they came to the planet to do, and how that encompasses more than just a piece of paper or just learning. It's about the heartfelt, and all of them were really talking about their work that is true to their heart. They're very clear on their mission. They're very clear on what they came back to the planet to do, and they're also connected to the energy that was inside of their Akashic records as to why they wanted to do the work that they came to the planet to do. So I just want to send love out to them, my son, my daughter, and to all those amazing Baby Blue's friends, all those amazing young people, and much love to them. So what we're going to do is I want you to begin to start thinking about that, about, I want you to think about learning. I want you to think about that. I think it's time that we really all begin to open up what we feel learning is and who we can learn from, because truly we can learn from anything, anyone, learning for life, you know, and understanding about life, and that life, we came back, you know, the planet Earth is a school, and we came back here to learn. We did come back here to learn. We came back here to really learn so that we can continuously evolve ourselves. And so when you're here, you're cheating yourself. If you're holding on to things that don't allow you to open up your spirit, to open up your heart, if you cannot give and receive love, if you cannot do that, if you cannot move into that energy, then you're missing out on learning. And that's why this work is so important. That's why I'm so committed to it. That's why I'm so passionate about it for myself and everything that I share with you guys here, this whole platform, everyone who comes here. It's really about that life and about that learning. I want you to be able to open yourself up and think about that. This is something that I want you to just kind of, you know, put that there as we continue with the show tonight. Brother Bilal will be coming on in just a moment, joining us here. Why Shit Don't Make Sense is what we're going to be talking about tonight. So put the babies down, you know, lock the dogs up, put the cat in the other room, and let's get ready to get it on. We're going to hear some Baby Blue, and then I want you to sit back and kind of nod your head and cross your legs and listen to this jam.
La, 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 re- Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Life, is for Learning, of course, by Marvin Gaye. Let's get ready to go ahead and bring and welcome Brother Bilal on. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
All right. What's going on? Life is for learning.
Yes, indeed.
That's how I'm feeling a little mellow tonight, like Marvin tonight, so I'm not too hyped tonight, so just work with me.
Yes.
What's up, Remix family?
Oh, yeah, they nice and hype.
Everybody.
Yes, everybody is in the house. Yes.
We will most definitely need some pen and paper tonight just to keep up. I may be a little bit all over the place, but I will bring it home. So we're going to have a little good time tonight. I feel like having some fun.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Shouts out to the family, my whole fam, Jeepers, Jerome, and Sadat, and my man, Caesar. We having a good time. Brother Jafar and the whole Remix family, self-invested, Dietrich, thanks. I had to show that love, you know. And you also, Miss Blue, so proud of Baby Blue.
Oh, yeah.
That's about
learning,
huh?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I want to add a shout out there because I want to send a big much love to all of our brothers and sisters who are sort of kind of locked down at this time that are out there. You know, want to send some love out to them, you know, the forgotten, you know, when Brother Jerome came on and talked about the abandoned nation. Never to be forgotten to those brothers and sisters who are in a place where they have not the accessibility as many of us do, and let them know that they're not forgotten. And also to let you guys know that they listening to the Remix.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, but look, I was with Jerome earlier, and, you know, one of the brothers called him on the phone, like, man, when that show come on again? He said, man, I've been locked up so long. I didn't know they were cursing on the radio now. He said, no, man, it's on the internet. That's not on the radio. So, but it was in the love, Miss Blue. They say, oh, man, thanks for not forgetting about him. You know what I'm saying? Just,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we all make some bad decisions, and sometimes our decisions land us in some places. You know, we may feel restraint, but, you know, we'll turn that around. We work
That's
in
right.
this.
That's
we
it.
All are a work in progress.
Oh,
no
yes.
No doubt about that.
No doubt.
No doubt about that. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Man. Feeling good. The workshop is coming up.
Oh, yes.
Phenomenal.
It is.
Wow.
The workshop is coming up, and I want you to talk about that. You know, the marriage of the conscious and the subconscious mind, you know, and, you know, like I was saying earlier and just telling them about, you know, everything there, nothing is there by accident. We really, really, you know, put thought into every single portion of that from the website, from you know, from the design of the website, the energy that is there, based upon the channels, the information, the research, the work that we're going to be putting in there, because it's going to be a lot of things that come along with this. I do want to let everyone know that it's going to be on October the 11th, but if you cannot make it, no worries, because we took care of that as well, because you will be able to go back and listen. You'll be able to hear the recording of the workshop. Now, you know, one of the things that we were sharing, and we shared this with Self-Invested, you know, this is a workshop that whether you can make it or not, because it is something for 2015 and beyond, you definitely want to get yourself on board, because at this time, me and Brother Bilal talked about it. We're really not sure if we're going to even release this afterwards. So if you're there.
I'm not feeling we are.
I really don't feel that we're going
to
release
it. It would be no reason to, because who's ever going to be there, you know, what's happening, we have our, you know, just like you know, our DNA is awakening.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, we just ahead of the schedule. We're just going to push some people ahead of the schedule. So who's ever supposed to be there is going to be there. I mean, we made it so accessible and super affordable. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not about the price. We're really covering all the PDFs you're going to be getting. One thing I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be bringing us almost into next August, September, because I'm going to you're going to get a PDF of the charts with the alignment. So you're going to really be able to see my personal file I work from on how I pulled the planets. You're going to have a picture of that. You're going to see the planets align yourself, and we're going to key in on certain dates for next year so you know how everything is lining up. You know, that's something I never did, but we're going to do that. You know, I mean, and that takes a little time to do that. So we're gonna really get it in. I'm charged up for 2:15.
Yes,
already, because it's here.
And we're really going to be tapping into things. If you go over to the website, you'll be able to see that. But we'll be talking about everything from wealth, everything from health, everything that you need to do. I'll be doing a very special, we'll be doing a live group activation that we'll be doing there. Through a spirit quest that's going to take us through some portals that really, really will open up some energy all over the planet. So it's so much that we're going to be giving you, and we really are going to start somewhere around 1:30 Eastern time, and we're just going to go.
I know they're going to get that meditation the day before to have it already done before they get to class that next day to the workshop.
They'll get
overnight, you know. Yeah.
Yes. You guys will have some things. So it'll be a lot. It's, you know, it's so many things there, so many goodies we have planned for you, so many surprises, and not to mention just the workshop itself. So, again, www.msblueblast.com/magicmakers with an S, the number 11, / And take yourself over there. Look at the website, because we infuse some things just in the site that you many are getting lots of insight activation just by going over there and checking it out. Wow.
You know, it's sort of like, you know, everybody is like really becoming like sleeping cells, you know. So as you get the information, it awakens, you know, what's inside of you, what you came to the planet with. Everything you need is already in you. We don't have to go to the outside to get anything. So, you know, everything, you have it. You brought it with you. No doubt about that. I'm super excited about that. And this would be the last workshop we're doing this year, because it would be no more to do after that. I mean, you're going to be ready after this one. I got it. I have to give some shouts out to the reading today. Off the Chain. Great energy. Started off with my man Milk this morning. I mean, powerful session. Man, the brothers are really getting it. I love it. I have a lot of brotherly love, you know what I'm saying? The sisters love as well, but it's nothing like working with them brothers. I'm not going to lie to you. Just because, you know, I do all that cursing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I could really, you know what I'm saying? We get down, you know what I'm saying? My man out there in Canada, little Sherbertson, you know, I mean, you know, we have some solid brothers on the team, and man, I'm just enjoying that great energy. And tonight, you know, like all the time, it's truly inspired. I was really inspired to come on this evening because of a shift I want to tell you about. So, speaking of the energy on the planet.
Yes.
All right. Starting as early as September the 11th, which is the 9/11, the planet Mars is making its transition into Sagittarius. Now you know we already did the show, the preparation for 2015 on August 1st, and we spoke on how Saturn and Mars was lining up during Aaliyah's transition 25th, 26th, 27th, right? And I want you to imagine Mars and Saturn met up. They lined up together. And I want you to be able to see the planets when they line up. They're transferring information to each other. Look at it like that.
Right.
One of the most challenging things to make people understand on how the planetary energy and how we're connected to it, because people thinking things are happening just by osmosis. That's not a fact.
Not at all.
Okay. That's why in the heavens they separated it and put it into houses that separated by 30 degrees each. It's really 29, but they're saying 30, but it's really 29. All right? So check out what's happening. The way the planets really influence our energy is no different if you at home with your friend talking, right, Miss Blue?
Yeah.
And you're having this conversation about, you know, what's going on in her life and, you know, what's going on in your life. It's an intimate conversation. But as another friend come over, it's just like another planet coming over, because a planet is a star and everybody is a star.
Yes.
But as that other friend come over, it's really going to change the energy and the dynamic of what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. as the planets move in different houses, they have different influences on your energy. Mars being a direct connection to the kidneys, like you say, Mars, you're going to get a glimpse into 215 as early as 9/11, going all the way to October 27th, because Mars would be going into the house of Sagittarius. I spoke on Saturn moving into Sagittarius, the house of Mother Nature, about December 21st. But please pay attention to what I'm telling you. Mars moves faster than Saturn. It takes Saturn 2.5 years to move through each house. Mars moves like 51, 52 days through each house.
Mm-hmm.
So check this out. When Mars lined up with Saturn on the 25th, 26th, 27th, as we gave you, but it moved forward. Now it's getting ready to move into Saturn. You are going to see the shift. I was really inspired to come on and tell you this, because you're going to notice the shift, because remember, Sagittarius are the hands on the body.
Yes.
It's moving into the fire house, fire arms, a lot of guns, a lot of war. You see, it's lining up for everything that's going on the planet. A lot of fire. What's the latest thing with fire, Miss Blue? With the fire. Because you know Mars is the god of war, the god of war. So we're talking about Mars meeting Sagittarius, which is Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius being the most learned of all the constellation, the spiritual master, the ascending master, when Saturn moved into Sagittarius, which Mars is getting ready to show you a glimpse of it, all religion will be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
All teachings will be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the whole year of accountability.
Yes.
Whatever you say you know, you better be able to stand behind it.
Yes.
Because people will start telling you, your shit don't make sense.
Sense.
We are making a transition early right now into the knowing. And your shit better start making sense.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we after why it don't make sense. Okay, but this is very important what's happening. Watch as early as this week, and this is why I was inspired to come on. Because it's a lot of action this week. It's going to show itself. But you watching the transition of a raw fire planet, which is Mars, moving into a fire house, the goddess connected to Set Met, the mother of Set Met.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about fire, raw fire. Fire everywhere, just like you said, Miss Blue. So, look, even far as your wealth, I gave you where the wealth moved into the house of Leo, which is the house of expression.
Right.
So I'm getting ready to show you how to cash a check. I'm getting ready to show you how to get revenue coming in. Whenever someone tells you something that don't make sense, call it out. You can no longer hold on to shit that don't make sense. It will not work for you. Okay? So this is where we're going to start. Let me know if we're ready to get into it. We ready?
Where we at? Good? Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you something off of the Emerald Tablet, which is the heart. Admirable adaption. Admirable adaption. I talked about this before. And where we are, everything you do well would be adapted, because everything that's admired, people start biting it. Right?
Yes. Mm.
So look, me and my brothers, we translated this into what I said before, which is excellence is contagious. So I want you to know that excellence is not only contagious, but it's a state of mind. Anything done in the spirit of excellence will be duplicated.
Yes.
So, look, if you want to transform your life, if you want to transform your city, if you want to transform your state, you want to transform the universe, do everything excellent, because it will be duplicated, and then everybody will start doing excellent, because it pulls out the excellence in you. That's why when somebody do something sloppy, you say, man, that shit don't make no sense. Why would he put that out? Because excellence is contagious. It's a disease.
Yes.
Way more powerful than Ebola. Excellence. So tonight what we're going to do, we're going to go into what makes is something we take so for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We never think about the role our senses play in our life. Even in school, you were only taught 5 senses. And then they taught it on such an elementary level that it keeps you almost in a child state of understanding your senses.
Mm-hmm.
In school, they taught 5. Some of you found 6. I did a show a while back, and I gave you 9, but tonight I'm adding the 2, which brings us to 11, like in the workshop. The gateway.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we did in self-invested, learning the number of directions, which was 11 directions to everything. So we adding the 2 senses to the 9 and come to 11. So listen, your senses are your nerves. You know what I'm figuring, Miss Blue? This is why a lot of people have a hard time figuring these things out, because you have to understand that senses, nerves, and neurons are the exact same thing, just different words.
Yes.
When someone say your neuron, they're talking about your nerves, and when someone say nerve, they're talking about your senses, and when someone say senses, they're talking about all of it. So your senses are your nerves, also known as neurons. And there are approximately 100 billion neurons in the body.
Yes.
Let me say it again. There are 100 billion neuron nerve senses in your body. That's probably why you ain't so nervous. Think about how nervous people get. There's a lot of nerves. So we're talking about the nervous system. We're talking about the nervous system. You are in direct communication with your nervous system, but you have been ignoring it. The nerves carry signals, just like wires in the car. The nerves are no different from wires. It's just like your house needs to be wired for electricity. That's the nerves of the house.
Yes.
That's the nerves. Everything is running back to the fuse box.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nerves. And I'm going to show you where the fuse box is in a minute in the body. The brain and the nerves work in unison. The brain and the nerves work in unison. So you're talking about the average person using 10% of their brain power because they don't consider the nerves.
Yes.
All the messages are in the nerves. The nervous system are news bearers. The nerves bringing you the news. The reason you can't tap into more than 10% of your brain power is because you don't understand the whole nervous system. And if you don't understand the nervous system, you don't understand the lines and wires in your house that's giving you light. So if you in the dark and don't have no light on any subject you're working on because you don't have the nerves. You could go more than 10% tonight. So look, nerves, neurons, and senses are the same thing. Your senses is your awareness. Your senses is the thing that give you premonitions. Your senses are the thing that activate your feelings and intuition. Without senses, you wouldn't even have the discernment. Without the senses, you will not even have discernment. Ms. Brew, Baby Brew is in college, right?
Yes.
When something is going on with her, do your discernment kick in?
Yeah, my you could call it that. Yeah, it does. It does.
Because, look, your discernment makes you concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
get
does.
Get your pen. Please get your pen. So we work in words tonight. We are going to transform your whole mind with word. One word will transform everything in your life. We're going to work them tonight.
Because
discernment brings concernment.
Yes.
You call up and say, I'm concerned about what's going on. Because you're concerned because of discernment. See, I have to give you a clear sense of your system. In the body, there's 13 systems. 13 systems in the body. And you know if you're sensing something, you are becoming aware of it.
Yes.
When you're sensing something, you are starting to realize it, although it's not obvious. That's powerful. When you're sensing something, you're becoming aware of it without it showing itself. So, to tap into this energy, to tap into this newfound wealth in your universe in your inverse, not outverse. When you close your eyes, you go into your personal universe, which is your inverse. But I have to bring you back to your senses, literally, so you can start talking with senses. Ain't that what they do in America? They go around and check from house to house. What is that called? The senses?
The senses, yes.
They're checking the nervous system, the pulse of America, and they do this in every country. The senses. Spell a different same word. Because what has happened by not knowing the operation of your senses, you have become a victim of your own damn imagination. By you not being conscious of your nervous system and senses, you have become a victim of your own imagination.
Yes.
So we say it's just like the nerves is like the wires in a house. So, you know, just like riding in a hot car, you got a hot wire in the car.
Yes.
So without your senses, like you riding in a hot car, just waiting to get pulled over, you call that karma. That's the car. So this is how you became a victim of your own imagination. You start building up false pictures and pressures from out of the thin air. You become a victim by building up false pictures and pressures of something bad happening to you. Because you have more experience with bad things and bad luck you call and all these negative things you want to think against you,
yes,
and you make it happen.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you have become addicted to developing mental images that don't work for you. You lay down and worry all night and start to develop everything working against you. So yes, the artist pays the price. Ain't that what Marvin Gaye just said? The artist go pay the price because everybody has the artist in them. Your tongue is the paintbrush. The tongue in your mouth is the paintbrush that's painting the picture with words.
Yes.
And every word come out of your mouth is working with you or against you.
Yep. That's it.
You will be slayed by your own tongue because you are the one painting your pictures, because the artist in you is going to pay the price. That's why I say, our Father who art lives in the heavens. So the artist will pay the price with his own tongue. Cut out your tongue because you're killing yourself. And right now we have moved into a region of the mind where you no longer need enemies. Because you're doing a good job on your own. You don't need no outside enemies. You're doing a good job on your own. You are officially your own worst enemy.
Yes.
.com.
.com.
You are your own worst enemy. I could even do you what you've been doing to yourself.
Okay.
What's the title of this show, Ms. Boo?
The title of the show tonight, the title of the show tonight is Why Shit Don't Make Sense.com.
.com.
Like Tamar, yeah.
What is .com? Where do we see .com? Where is your URL? Where is .com?
Mm-hmm.
What is .com? Let's say everybody website you go to has something in common, which is .com.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, we after the most uncommon senses of them all, which is the common sense, the .com. Com, short for common.
Mm-hmm.
We have to bring you back to your common sense.
Yes.
The World Wide Web. It's a website. Who makes the web? The spider?
Mm-hmm.
Did Spider-Man have spidey senses?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a website, which is one of your senses, which is sight and seeing. A website, that means the more you get in this web and start trying to get out, the more you get entangled in it, the more shit you get in, the more shit you're in. Because you caught in the website. C-O-M, com. Com, C-O-M, is a prefix that means together, to join, to coexist with. That's com.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to understand these things to get back in touch with your common sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I'm going to be able to get you face-to-face with your common sense if you don't understand these basic things first. So C-O-M, com, means together. It means to join. It means to coexist. But wait, hold on, Ms. Blue. Don't C-O, co mean the same exact thing? Together, to join, to co-op. Don't that mean the same thing?
Yes, it does.
So why? What difference does this M make? What is the difference with this M on the end of co, which is com?
Mm-hmm.
Could this be the same M in E equals M? C squared? So in self-invested, if you're going to learn what the M is on com, E equals MC squared, it is not mass. It's massive, but it's not mass.
Mm-hmm.
So this is connected to the common link we have with each other.
Yes.
Write that C-O-M-M-O-N.
Write it down.
But look, you're really talking about the com man, not con, not C-O-N. See, because look, all the con man is going to be exposed 2015. Really, it's already started. This is C-O-M man, com man. This common. Not the con man. Con men will be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Know your shit. But
mm-hmm.
this is connected to the common link we have with each other.
Mm.
Where we meet on common grounds. And most of us listening have the very same common interest.
Yes.
It's your calm.
Mm-mm-mm.
And before we talk about what common sense is and who robbed you of your common sense, that's who you need to know, who robbed you of your damn common sense. I want to talk about what each one of these senses have in common. Please get this. each one of these senses are connected to a system, which is a faculty. You know, like you need a staff meeting. I need a faculty meeting. I need a staff. You remember Moses had a staff. What they're really talking about is a system of the mind, different systems. The one thing every sense have in common, every sense, every neuron, every nerve have in common is Grand Central Station.
Yes. Reminds me of the meditation that was done, and everybody went to meet their spirit guides in Grand Central Station. Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the link with all the senses. They all meet in Grand Central Station. So the meeting place for all the senses is the heart, which is the fuse box. Because it's the circulatory system where all the common senses meet to tally up what's going on in the heart, in the John Coffey.
Mm-hmm.
Who is John Coffey? John Coffey, the Green Mile.
Yes, the brother. Mm-hmm.
All of the senses got to walk the Green Mile. They got to make it to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And just like at Grand Central Station, you just can't get on the train of your desire without paying the fee. That's why it's a cold fee. And we just say coal was too jarring to connect. So we're talking about a coffee. The coffee.
The coffee.
The coffee bean is black, is brown.
Yes.
The coffee bean. So just like the kidney bean is going to be challenged, which is the red bean. We're talking about beans, the coffee bean. But that's where Grand Central Station is. It's in the center of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
There is a direct connection with every system in the body with the heart. And what you have to do is buy some time to every system in the body, brings the information back to the heart. You have to wait on the hit. With making your decisions, if you don't get that hit, do not move.
Yes.
When it's time to make decisions, especially crucial decisions, wait till the whole body sends the information to the fuse box. You will blow a fuse.
Mm-hmm.
Light out. Wait on the hit. Because when and look, you know like at the state fair.
Yes.
And you go, they got all the different games, but they got the big old maul hammer and you hit it and then the thing go all the way up to the bell and the bell ring, bang.
Yes.
Well, tell somebody gives the name. What was the name of the game? I don't know the name of it. But you know what I'm talking about. You take the big hammer and you hit down, and the thing go up and hit the bell. Bam, you're trying to get it up.
Yes.
All right? Look at the bottom piece as the heart, and what the heart does is shoots it up to the what we call the third eye and gives you the hit, like, I'm doing it. That's what it sounds like. I'm moving on it.
That's it.
Good move. The hit.
The hit. Got away from it. Yeah.
So write this calm down, C-O-M. Write down combination. Because the heart itself is a combination lock. this is the most vital part of all the senses because this is where they meet. It's a combination lock. You see, it takes a combination of things to unlock the heart. It takes a combination of classes to get your degree. It takes a combination of things to get your car moving. It's a combination lock.
Yes.
Think about the school locker. If it was just, if it wasn't no combination, you just turn the lock and just open the lock. It's just one. No, it's the combination is multiple ways to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the lock at school. You turn it left, and then you go right hemisphere. Then you go left, then right hemisphere. Then you pull down, you open up because it's a combination of things to get the heart open. The person you married to, it was a combination of things you did for them to fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination to open up the heart. That's why it's constant work. You took her to the movies. You took her to dinner. You took her on a nice trip. You got her hair done. You got her nail. It's a combination of things you did. You added weave. It's a combination of things you did to open up her heart, to win her heart. That's why the fast food restaurant gives you combos. You don't do just one thing and win the heart wants to test you.
Yes.
It's a combination of things you must do to ascend. It's a combination of things you must do to do your research. It's a combination of things you need to do to activate your powers. Because the nerves are a combination. So, the 11 is the gateway.
Mm-hmm.
11 is the gateway to the heart. 11 is a gateway. It's the road less traveled. It's a gateway. Look at the 11. It's a road straight up the middle. And the rabbi can't get in. Everybody has a rabbi in them. Write rabbi down, R-A-B-B-I. The rabbi can't get in. Also known as a priest, can't get in. Don't get mad at me. That's what it is. Can't get in. They wrote the rabbi out. R-A-B-B-I. Tell them add a T to it.
Add a T, y'all. Rabbit.
You can't get in with rabbit blood. Because rabbits are scared to death. They're too nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You could carry that rabbit foot, but if you don't do your work, nothing will happen. The rabbi hit the rabbit, can't get in, because the rabbit is very scared of one thing, and if you're scared, you know where you have to go. If you're scared, go to church where the rabbis and the priests hang. But the rabbit feared more. One thing more than anything, it brings it to extreme fear, and this is why they produce so fast. Guess the one thing they fear, Miss Blue.
What's that?
Extinction. The rabbit reproduce so much because they fear being extinct. So people that's in extreme fear, you can't get in. You need heart. You need a generator. You gotta have heart. The common senses won't even work for you. You shutting them down if you're nervous, if you're scared to death. You can't get in. And what we just said? What the kidneys hold? What the kidneys hold?
Kidneys hold the fear.
See, you can't get in.
Mm-mm.
You're going into a season, your fear would not be accepted.
Yes.
So now, what is common sense? What is common sense? Common sense in its nature will force you to grow. Common sense does that.
Yes, so true.
Common sense will force you to grow, because when you know common sense, you will start to know better. Soon as you use your common sense, you will start to know better, and once you know better, you do better.
Yes.
Common sense. If you use your common sense, you'll waste no time on figuring anything out. Because the shit common sense anyway.
Yes.
So, forces you to do better. And you, and for, this is a fact. Once you know better, you do better. That's a fact. So how about all of this is just to just learn how to do better? How about all of this will really transform itself if you start looking for better?
Yes.
How about all of this would transform overnight if you fall in love with something better? It's no doubt in my mind that you wouldn't become better instead of bitter. We become bitter because we couldn't find nothing better.
Oh, yes. Looking for the hit.
Bitter and sour. We become bitter because we can't find nothing better.
Yes.
And then when you find something better, you start to hold your own self accountable and take responsibility. Because
yes.
Trust me, nothing is just not happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
You doing this shit.
Oh, yes.
When you start using your common senses, you will come to realize nothing is just happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you're doing that's producing your outcome.
Yes.
Your common sense is your natural ability to make good judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that powerful? When you use your common sense, you're using a natural ability to make good judgments.
Yes. So powerful. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, you're using your senses, part of your faculties, to make what you want. You're making mental impressions using your common senses. You're using your feelings, sensations.
Yes.
Senses such as smell and touch to produce what you want, to keep you on your track.
Mm-hmm.
So, this becomes your sound judgment. Common sense ain't nothing but your intelligence. That's it. Intelligence is common sense. Your intel, not outtail.
Right.
You worry about too much outtail, what people on the outside telling you, what the people on the outside would think, what people on the outside are doing. You have to focus on the intel.
Yes.
You have to focus on the intel. So, I want to talk about what happened to our common sense. Because we're going to open up the lines. We're going to do readings because we want you to see, tell us what's not making sense.
Right.
What's not making sense in your life? Because you have to get back to your senses. Guess where everybody left? Guess where the common sense was robbed at, Miss Blue? Guess where it left the common sense at?
Where?
They left it at school. You left your common sense with Miss Anderson, with Miss Smith. You left your common sense to pass the test. That's where you left your common sense at. That's where you left your common sense, because it started interrupting with the test score. Miss Anderson, why are we learning that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west? When I watched the Discovery Channel last night, they said it was proven the sun don't even move. Something is not making sense with this, Miss Ant. What'd she say? What'd that damn book say? I ain't give a damn about Discovery Channel. Do what's in that book. Don't, is that what they tell you at work? I'm not paying you to think. I'm not paying you to use your damn common sense. That's not valuable to me. Because if you had common sense, you would have your own goddamn business. I don't need you to use your damn common sense and become my competition.
For real.
You swapped your common sense at school. Miss Anderson, do bunnies really lay eggs? Something's not making sense. Boy, if them damn bunnies wasn't laying eggs, we wouldn't get a holiday off. And shit, you want them holidays, you want them days off. You ain't bucking the common sense. You ain't fighting for common sense. Don't you trade your common sense for diet eggs from bunnies, from rabbits. ain't that on the cereal box? Who the rabbit is? Tricks off the kids. Tricks off the kids. Silly rabbit. Ain't that what they say? Silly rabbit. So you're using your damn common sense. You're scared of your extinction. You're scared of getting kicked out of school for standing up for a fact. That's where you swap your common sense off. You swap it off. Just like my man this weekend, Miss Blue, you know he got the rally going on for the minimum wage for the fast food workers, right?
Yes, yes.
But I know. Work at the fast food industry, work in that industry. He took a whole week off to rally. He went to Washington to fight against the minimum wage. Man, you doing slave labor? I'm not taking this no more. He went to Washington to join the rally. He went to Washington, Ms. Blue, and couldn't find the damn White House. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Yes.
He couldn't find the damn White House because he didn't know Seattle, Washington was different from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Now, they ain't got nothing to do with common sense, but in school, he in the wrong Washington. He went to Starbucks. He thought he was in Washington, D.C. What is going on? Life is for learning.
Oh, my goodness.
So, what we going to do? We know we talked about the senses before, so I'm going to run through them, but I'm getting ready to add the last two.
Yes.
To bring you back in. And I want you to start using all of these senses. And look, check this out. Even the five senses you learn are not physical.
Yes.
The five senses you learn are not physical senses. Smell is not a physical sense. It came from a spiritual sense and became a physical sense.
Yes.
Smell did not start out physical.
Mm-mm.
Stop being so physical. You have to see it on all levels, all dimensions.
Yes.
And we're going to start with the first five, the basic five. The first, we're going to start with sound, which also covers hearing. And people, I love that you really exposed, Miss Blue, that sound came before light, because sound is very powerful, because sound is connected to your integrity. When something is sound, that is not a physical thing.
No, not at all.
That's a mental stability.
Mm-hmm.
When you are safe and sound.
Yes.
When you're in a relationship with someone, you don't want to be with no one if you're not safe.
That's right.
You want to be safe and sound. And you know what it sounds like.
Yes.
You know what rabbits sound like.
Yeah.
We're talking about integrity here. Your sound. And this, look, this most definitely going to be an E equals MC squared. Whoa. I can't wait. You know, you see, I'm excited about that, huh?
Oh, I am too.
I'm charged up about that.
Yeah.
So you go to first sense sound. Now go second sight. We're not even talking about seeing. We're not talking about physically seeing. We're not talking about the ability to perceive. Because remember, your perception is not always the reality. It's really never the reality. It's not my reality. How your perception would be my reality?
Right.
But sight is the power of the eyes.
Mm.
Because the physical eyes are for sight. The third eye is for vision.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say that again. Because the physical two eyes work for the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And the third eye directly connected to the heart. Directly connected. That's what gets the third eye gets the hit.
Yes.
The third eye. And we have also located the original name for the third eye.
Oh, yes.
The original ancient name for the third eye is not called a pineal gland. That's what it is. But you even have to understand what pineal means.
Mm-hmm.
So we found the original name for the third eye.
Oh, yes. Coming soon. Yeah.
All right, so that's sight. Let me tell you something with sight, because this is big one. You know, I'll go move through this, but this really is big, because you know what we perceive is almost 95-97% of what we make our reality.
Yes.
What you perceive through your physical eyes are connected to the reality you build. You have to move into your inverse. Your physical eyes can't see enough because they have not been here long enough. The third eye is the cosmic eye. It's the cosmic giver. It is the all-seeing eye.
Yes.
Not what you perceive is just a part of the picture.
Right. And when the third eye is activated, then the ancient eyes come online through your physical eyes, but they have to be activated first.
There you go. Because they start to connect to all the senses. Right? The next, you know this one, taste. Taste is not a physical thing. Taste is a spiritual thing first. That's why you say, I taste something. I could taste it. Oh, man, you know, I feel like going to eat that. Oh, I can almost taste it. I could taste that success. I could taste. Taste is the sense of style.
Mm-hmm.
Taste. Good taste. You're not talking about physically tasting food. You're talking about having good taste. That's not food. It's a spiritual thing first. Also, like I say, connected to the sense of style and styling and beauty. Next one, touch.
Mm-hmm.
Touch, we're not talking about a physical thing. When you say, oh, he touched my heart, we're not talking about him touching your breast. We're talking about a mental stimulus of some words someone painted before they touch you. But we're talking about touch, and touch is the key to communication.
Yes.
Touch is. When you see someone you haven't seen in a long time and you give them your number, you say, girl, keep in touch. Because we're talking about communication.
That's right. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch. I want you to see beyond the physical. Go to the sixth. The sixth is the sixth sense, which is the sense of feeling and intuition. You know how a person that you say a lot, man, he in his feelings. Man, she in her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in the sixth sense.
Yes.
In the sixth sense is the last sense before you take off the ground, because the six are covering the ground, and when we get to seven heaven, we start to take off.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about going overhead. You know how when they were talking about overstanding? Because if you're overstanding, you must be in the air.
Yes. In the ether.
In the seven is where it takes off. At the seven is where the common senses sit. When you get out of your feeling and transcend to the next floor, you go into your common senses. You go into your common senses, where you're able to take your feelings out of it and figure out what it really is. A lot of things that happen to you that you wish have never happened, if you would have used your common sense, if you would have got out of your feelings and went beyond what you were feeling and stopped taking shit personal, it starts making common sense.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
When we move beyond our common senses, we go into one of the most potent senses of them all, which is a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what we said about the laughing gas? It is transformative and is directly connected to Sagittarius. Because the house of Sagittarius, where Saturn is moving, where Mars is moving this week, is going to be there for the next almost couple of months. This is the house of being sarcastic. This is Joan Rivers on steroids. Sagittarius is.
Mm-hmm.
So when Saturn moves into Sagittarius, you ain't gonna find too much shit funny though. That's what this saying. Cause that, you know what Saturn's like? Saturn the teacher. Saturn is the teacher. See, Saturn brings the weight. I'm going to tell you what Saturn is like. It's like you and your wife just bought a new house. Guess what Saturn would be? Your mother-in-law moving in for 2 years.
That could be a good thing.
Yeah. If you have a sense of humor. I don't find that shit funny. See, something's not making sense.
Oh,
that's just
God.
An example. But yes. But the sense of humor is owned by Sagittarius.
Yes.
You're gonna have to find a lot of this shit funny that's getting ready to take place.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And remember we're going to number nine. I presented this ninth sense. The ninth sense is when you take all the eight senses and put them together and start making sense. So when a person, you're talking to a person, even if you have a business and you're pitching something out there, and a person listening says, man, that makes sense. What they're letting you know is it's going to make some sense. C-E-N-T-S. Mm-hmm. You cannot make no C-E-N-T-S unless you start making some S-E-S-N-E, S-E-N-S-E, the sense. You have to make sense to make sense.
Yes.
That's a powerful thing, because when you're making sense, you're making pennies now.
Yes.
The wealth of the American currency is the penny, because it's made from a level of copper, which is a conductor. But you take the penny for granted.
Mm-hmm.
The penny. Pick up your pennies. Pick up the pennies you see on the left. They are conductors. Look what they did, penny. Look what they did, penny, though.
Yeah.
Remember good times that they burnt penny?
Yeah.
Remember James Jackson played penny? Look what they did, penny. Don't burn your pennies. Don't burn penny with iron. Pick up your pennies. Pennies are from heaven. Pennies. It's a copper conductor.
Yes.
They're like the Statue of Liberty. What is the Statue of Liberty made of?
Copper.
Yeah, I didn't know that the bank told me. Man, I said, God damn. So it's a big piece of copper. It's a big conductor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the night when you start making sense. And if you're not making sense, dollars and cents, because you're not making sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the 10th sense. The 10th sense is when you come to one sense and start sharing your sense, C-E-N-T-S. You start sharing.
Yes.
This is when you're back on stable ground, because you figured out everything I've been giving is the only thing I've been receiving back. How are you going to receive if you don't give? Do you realize what you've been receiving is what you only been giving?
Yes.
Don't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Don't self-investment make sense?
Yes.
How can you not benefit and offer investing in yourself? Mm-hmm. You done came back to your senses. You are becoming a conductor. You are conducting yourself. And now we at the gateway sense, which is number 11. The gateway sense, see, like this workshop? Gateway. Gateway. And so this sense here is the gateway to the whole universe.
Yes.
This sense being the most potent because it's rooted in honesty. The last one, when you start giving, is rooted in the truth. See, whenever you give, you're the truth. The man do the truth, man. He good people. Man, he looked out for me. I didn't even know. He ain't never doing bad. He just gave me a couple. See, because you're giving. Man, dude, he's the truth. She's the truth. So this last sense is rooted in honesty. Because when you are completely honest, you get back to your innocence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the purest state of your being, your innocence. People are robbed of their innocence at very early ages.
Yes.
And it's a hard road getting back to the innocence, because you have to look in the mirror. We have to burn off all the things we feel happen to us. This is the purification of the spirit we're going into when we go into this house of fire. You can already see nothing but fire. There's a fee you must pay and the fee is coming. You've seen all this chaos on the planet because payments are due. Don't get distracted by distractions. Stay in your lane. Mind your business. Mind your Kim business.
Yes.
But get back to your innocence. Go face to face in the mirror and be completely honest. Remember, we all are a work in progress. You just have to have the nerve to know you did it to yourself. Go face to face. Become sound, sight, taste, touch, innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Gateway. So we see with this workshop.
Yes.
Mm. And there's a fire god, and God is coming alive because sleeping beauty is the soul. We're moving into it.
Mm. Mm.
We will be exposing that energy soon.
Powerful. Powerful information here with Brother Bilal, you guys. Ooh, whyshitdontmakesense.com. Yes, coming to that pure state, coming to that pure state, coming back to your innocence, the honesty,
yes.
Complete honesty, the pure state of the being. Powerful information here from Brother Bilal, from Bilal the Experience, of course, the remix, and of course, Self-Invested. Definitely, you guys, you're going to get a special treat tonight. We're going to be taking calls. I want you to jump on the phone lines and press 1-646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know you're there. If you're Skyping in as well, we'll look out for those Skype callers. International callers, dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711 and press 1 once you get on the phone lines. We are going to be doing readings. I want you to talk about the readings you're going to be doing here tonight, Brother Bilal, and what we want the callers to do as they begin to call in.
Well, the first thing we want to do, for myself, I want to get your birth date. Because I want to see how your energy is lining up with what's happening today. We are in a harvest moon also, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the harvest is most definitely your self-expression, your communication.
Yes.
You're not holding back. So I do want you to give your birthday when you come on, and then I want you to tell us what is not making sense. What's not making sense?
Yeah, well,
want to be able to connect you back to a sense you need to work with. Sorry, Ms. Reed, what
you said? No, you're fine. I'm just taking a look at that information, and then what I'll do, I'm just going to kind of read your energy from there as well and let you know about what's not making sense. We have so many people on the phone lines.
And what they need to do, and what they need to get to do to get back to their senses.
Yes, yes.
Because see, you need an oracle to do that. You need an oracle to do that because we're talking about something that's not seen.
Yes.
Because of invisible.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's only visible on the inside. The air is outside, but you can't see it. It's invisible. We need an oracle to pull it. So this is absolute trust. It's a combination of things we have to do to get you back to your damn senses.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But it could be done.
Yes, certainly
you
can.
You're on with them. You got them right now.
That's right. That's right. Wow, so many on the phone lines. We're going to go. Make sure
bounce around. Just don't random.
Yes, I'm just going to go random. I'll pick some callers. Let's start with caller number. Ooh, I don't even know. Let's just bounce around. Let's go to calling in from area code 518. Hold on. Let's go to caller number 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Linda. I'm calling from Albany, New York.
Okay. Greetings, Linda.
All right, Linda.
Greetings.
All right, how you doing tonight?
It took me over the... Wow. Okay. Took me over. What's not making sense? Where my life has went backwards. And now that you're telling me I did this, wow. Tell me what I did and how can I get back on track?
Well, beautiful for
you
that.
You mean my birthday?
Yes. Give that to Brother Bilal, please. Yes.
Yeah, let me get your birth date.
I just had one. August 22nd.
August 22nd. What year?
5/3.
And I want you to think about it, because it is pretty mind blowing to know you did this to yourself.
Oh yeah.
And I have the proof you did it to yourself. Did it happen to you?
Me? Only me.
Were you there? You had something to do with it.
Present at the.
See, it can't happen if you wasn't there.
100% present.
So where were you when this was going on? Where were your common sense? Think about that. That's powerful. Where were you when you was getting messed over? Ain't that crazy? Ain't that? Now think about that.
I know.
Where were you?
I know.
Let me see where you were. You were stuck at the valley of decision, wouldn't open your mouth and express what you truly wanted. Your whole, the whole. Let me check out what sense was hindered. Hold on, I'm gonna give it to you. One second. What sense I need you to get back to. You need to get back at one. You need to get back to what I said about number 10. You got to bring everything home and make it one. You're too split. Everything is split. That's why you do all that procrastinating. That's why you're on the fence. You got to get off the fence. Bottom line, you got to get off the fence. Either you do it or not do it. I don't care which one you do. Just do one of them.
That's true.
You have to do it or not do it. All right? A lot of your wealth is in your voice. You are a communicator. What you do? Teach? What you do? History teach? What you do? What kind of work you do?
Oh, wow. I'm not doing it, but I did a lot of community work. I used to work with a lot of elected officials. And also, you know, my other part was I was in the church. I was one of the temple seers.
The rabbit. See, the rabbit foot not going to work.
Yeah.
See, because look, if you're scared, see, it's nothing to be scared of. And this is not this, because I need you to understand, there's nothing wrong with the church. There's nothing wrong with the building. There's nothing wrong with any of the bad schools. Not a damn brick school be bad. It's the mindset of the people in it. But what's happening with you, you feel you don't have a voice. You done lost your voice. And right now you are spiritually constipated. Write this word down.
Go ahead.
L-I-S-T. Larry I-S-T.
Okay.
It's a list of things you have to do. I need you to add something to the L-I-S-T. E-N.
What was it?
E-N.
Oh, okay.
What is the word?
Listen.
There you go. The list in.
Mm.
got to get back to your chores. You help everybody else run for office, and you never put yourself in office. You most definitely have to start speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what you. I've been challenged with my vocal cord. My throat has been bothering me for a while too, and I know that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Linda, I want to kind of take you back and think about everything that's being said here, and here's some things that will help you get back to your common sense. I want you to go back to when you were 30 years old, and I want you to talk to me because there were some significant things that went on about you speaking up, you talking, you kind of expressing yourself when you were 30.
I have to go back and see what year that was. Hold on a second. That was when I okay. That what was that doing?
1983.
What was that, 1983? What was I trying to think of? What was I doing in 1983?
Mm-hmm. I want you to think about 1983, and I want you to think about your mother. You and your mother in 1983. You still there?
Yeah, of course I'm here. I want to get this right.
Well, it's not even about getting right. I want you to think about that. I will tell you this. You got a lot of blockage in that particular area, so it's not surprising that you're trying to say you can't remember anything in your life when you were 30 years old. Let me take you back to another point. Tell me about when you were 19.
I was 19. I was in school, and I was happy.
Mhm.
And I didn't get a lot of support from the family, that's for sure.
Right. You didn't get a lot of support, and particularly not a lot of support from your mother.
No, not at all. Criticism constantly.
Constantly. Yeah. So I want you to fast forward 19. Let's go back to 30. Hold the date if you can't remember. You can remember when you were 19. 19 is going to be sort of that pivotal point where you sort of kind of made sort of your decision that you were going to stop reaching out to people. That you were going to stop reaching out to people, particularly those people who were in your family, that you were going to start separating yourself even more away from them and really not voicing or speaking sort of your truth. But this has a lot to do with, you know, Brother Bilal was talking about now that this energy that's in your heart and how this energy can begin to turn bitter, and that's what it's begun to turn for you. It's turning bitter towards people in your life. So I want you to take a look at this and really just really kind of take an opportunity to look at some of the things that you have accomplished that were great for you in your life. It's not so much about you were able to do this alone, because the truth is nobody does anything alone. And that's kind of your badge of courage that you handle. You say, I did this all by myself and nobody helped me.
Hmm.
So I want you to talk about what you're feeling right now, because it definitely can help someone. You're definitely not in this place alone.
Right.
That's for sure. I never really wanted to do a lot on my own. You know, it's like when I went and when I would ask for help, they would say, oh, you strong, you can handle it, you can do it. And then I didn't want to all the time, but I just had to. I wind up having to do it. Or when I reached out and asked for help, I would wait and wait and nothing happened, and I would wind up having to do it, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not like I really wanted to. I did mm-hmm. ask. But mm-hmm. then I got to the point where I'm not going to ask anymore. Let me just go ahead and try to make it happen. Or right. just let me try to do it.
Right. And you've been doing that for a long time now.
Oh, man. Yes, I have. And I really didn't want to do all this by myself. Mm. You know, well, you know, how I think would to be by myself.
Yeah.
No.
You've been doing that since you've been 30, not asking. So I want you to think about the heart, because the heart does govern those things when it comes to health, when it comes to joy, when it comes to wealth, and when it comes to love. And a lot of that energy is being burnt up because it's difficult for you to receive. So this is a big part of what you've got to work on, is to learn how to receive. And whether that receiving is coming in the way of feedback, whether that receiving is coming for asking for help, and many of those areas. And I want to ask you, did it make you better to do these things? Did it make you bitter when you had to do these things? Did it make you better, or did it make you bitter when you had to do them by yourself? Linda?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Linda, hold up one second. This is part of the issue with your communication and self-expression, because you're looking for the right answer. You're doing a lot of editing. You have to start speaking directly from your heart to get back to the honesty. There's no right way or wrong way to say it. You just have to start expressing, because you're looking for a way to say it instead of just saying it.
In some areas, I felt like it helped me to be better, because I had to be, you know, stand alone and do some things. But in other areas, the bitterness was there, because I'm like, well, everybody, you know, I was watching others, and I'm like, they get help. How come I'm not getting it? What's wrong with me?
Right.
Why don't they see that I have a need? Why is it, you know, everybody else is important and I'm not?
So it made you bitter as well, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're more...
You always hear, you know, like, oh, well, these things, when you stand and do it yourself, it makes you a better person, or something like that. You always hear that phrase. But then at times I was saying, well, you know, I really needed the help. Why am I always being like, oh, I can handle it, I'm strong, I'm this, I'm that, you know? And I guess now that I'm looking at 1983, around that time, I heard it so much, so I just started doing things and not even asking.
Right. And here's what I want you to take away from this. I'm gonna let you go, but some powerful things here, if you could really receive it, because I'm looking at the back of your heart chakra and it's barely open, which tells me that you have really kind of programmed your energetic body to not receive. And so it's not just about receiving things that we want. It's about receiving communication from the universe and whoever comes into your life. And so it was difficult for you to receive what I was telling you. You almost went to a shutdown mode. And I want you to understand that that's exactly what your energy center is doing. and you can't survive like that. You can't get to your common sense like that. You can't get back to your innocent state of being that way. So you have to be able to be honest, but you also have to be able to hear. See, true hearing does not come through the ears. It comes through the heart. And so you have to program yourself to start allowing things to move through your heart first and not through your ears so that you can truly hear. Because it's time for you to get back to work. Receiving help and someone helping you is two different things. And so I know that you think, yes, a lot of work that we have to do, we must all do our own work. There is a difference between receiving help and someone helping you to do your work. And so for you, it's time to work. It's time to get to work. But this work is coming from an internal state. Like Brother Bilal was talking about earlier, the enemy. You have to start looking at your true inner me, your enemy, which is inside of you. Because right now, my sister, you're your worst enemy. Feed yourself love. Feed yourself joy. Begin to release those things from yourself and let those things go. Whatever kind of practices you've put in place for yourself to do your releasal work, you need to do that. And start looking at your enemy so you can release that energy and have that ebb and flow of giving and receiving. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great evening. All right.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 864. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Amaria, and I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. Greetings to you, Amaria. You want to give Brother Bilal your date of birth before you get started?
Yes, my date of birth is August 28th, 1982.
A lot of August babies.
A lot of August happening, huh? Are you in 1982?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. What's not making sense?
What's not making sense to me is where I think I should be right now in my life. I think I should be more successful. And
right.
It seems like I keep getting turned around or having to start back over.
Okay. So tell me where you feel you should be.
I just think that I should be, like, having my own business. That's one thing, and having it be more successful.
Okay.
Where I don't have to, I know I need to work for stability and to make sure I can fund my business. But where I can just work my business and not have to worry about working a 9-to-5 per se.
Well, let me ask you, because if you feel you're not where you're supposed to be, where are you now?
I am working on my 9-to-5, and I am
listen at the question. Watch this. Listen good.
Okay.
If you already feel you're not where you're supposed to be, are you even on this call right now?
Yes, I am.
And I have another question for you. How did you get to where you are? Who did it?
I did.
All right. Did you do everything in your power and you still got exactly where you are right now?
Yes.
So you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
How easy that is? How else would you have gotten here?
Beautiful. I love it.
Now, I know what you're looking to see, but that's not the reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the core of all of your issues, you're too impatient. You're not the only one suffering with this. But you looking to force shit to happen, .com, and it's not going to happen like that.
.com.
The main thing, the sense you have to get back to using, and the reason you in this place where you think you're not where you're supposed to be, but you are exactly where you put yourself, you're not being honest.
you're not being totally honest with yourself. And this is, and I know you, tell me about your relationship issues right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I know it was hot on you, like, last week. Tell me about this shit.
Yeah, I seen it. I wrote it.
Let me hear this one. Oh, I know this was hot.
Well, I'm in a relationship, and I have someone else that I was in a relationship in coming back around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have two people at one time?
It was that before.
Oh, no, we're not. Oh, we're not. Yeah, I'm not making no judgment here, but I'm trying to show you how you got to where you are.
I understand if.
But check this out. Were you being honest with both of them?
No.
All right, here we go. Let me tell you how you got exactly where you are, being dishonest.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. You are holding yourself captive, because I don't know how you're going to really put yourself where you want to be if you have that much action going on.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of senses and nerves you're using. That's a lot of combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they have different names.
Just call them baby.
Take it from the pro.
I agree.
take advice from the pro. See,
hey.
You agree. But you understand? So this is, you know, I'm giving you some key things here. Keywords, impatient, everybody very powerful. But your unique gifts is in your research. The weakness, all that falling in love too fast. But the one thing that's going to make all the difference in your life is execution. You don't execute. That's where all your issues are. You don't execute.
Yeah.
See, is that back to John Coffey? You remember the Green Mile?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the movie went off after you got executed, but there ain't nothing else to see.
Correct.
And you have to learn how to execute.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine they would have never executed. I'm saying this in a way. The movie would have never went off. At some point, you got to execute your decisions, and you don't do that. So now we stuck, and you feeling you're not where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, one area, I just kind of did an overview while Brother Bilal was, like, giving you this powerful information here. And I took a look at your sacral chakra, and I seen that this is really, really the area that was kind of mostly out of balance for you. Do you know about your sacral chakra?
Like my womb area?
Well, I mean, it's kind of in that particular area. It's connected to that because it has a lot to do with sexual energy in this particular spot. It's where the creativity is, and it's also what we call the seat of emotions here. And so this is kind of swirling, and it's doing all kinds of things. And then, you know, that's when I seen this whole issue with the whole relationship thing and being there, because what is very unique about what's happening with you right now, it's almost like if you take door A, it's going to lead you this way. And it's connected to one of the individuals that you're in the relationship with. If you take door B, it's going to take you on a whole nother path, and you're going to be going down this road, which is completely different, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, when you talk about your business, the other thing I see around you is a lot of gold light in your aura. And gold light in the aura is connected with those who suffer a lot from abandonment issues. That's one of the things. And they're also some of the best entrepreneurs in the world. Again, your execution, you really have to focus, because that's kind of challenging for you. One of the things I would like for you to work with is get you an amethyst crystal. And and begin to clear it, charge it, and begin to work with the amethyst and keep it with you, because it's going to help you to stay true to your divine purpose, the purpose that's in your heart when it comes to you starting a business. But I have news for you. You think starting a business means you won't work 9 to 5. And actually, you're kind of right about that. You won't be working 9 to 5. You're going to be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I want you to understand what it is you're truly asking for, because you don't really have a clear picture of what that looks like and what it entails. You understand? So start to work with those. It looks like her call dropped, but we're going to continue on. I'm sure she got that message, and we're going to keep right on. We're going to go to the next caller, and some of you have the same area code. So what I'm going to do is I will maybe give the first letter. So listen, first number, listen out for that. Calling in from area code 2255. So area code 2255, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening. My name is Brandon, calling from Baton Rouge.
Okay. Greetings to you, Brandon, from Baton Rouge.
All right, big brother. Let me get that birth date from you.
9/29/87.
All right. And what's not making sense to you, my brother?
All right. A couple weeks ago, this thought came in my head. Don't leave your spare keys in a place where you need the first set of keys to get to them. And it kind of just stuck with me. And then yesterday, I lost the key. So I had to, go through a little bit of journey, but I followed my own advice. I had my spare keys in a place where I could get to them. So now one of the things that kind of like that doesn't make sense to me, or is a little confusing, is sometimes when situations like that happen to me, they lead me to on a journey to where I learn something I wouldn't have seen before. So it's hard for me sometimes to tell a difference between when I'm being led to something, what I'm supposed to learn something, versus when I made a mistake and I just took myself on a loop.
Okay. And that's what's not making sense. You looking to determine what the difference is?
Right. Being able to, discern which one is happening at the time. Whether it's, because a lot of times, like say if I make a wrong turn while I'm driving, I'll see something that later on I'm going to go back over there and use, Like I might see a state building like that I needed later. And I go over there like, okay, now I know where it is. But I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't made that wrong turn.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And give me your birthday one more time just so I could confirm it.
9/29/87.
Okay. Because I'm looking to see, because you're being real technical with a spirit, with your feelings that don't work like that anyway. Because all of it, because life is for learning. Because how about the wrong way is the right way? And how about when you think the right way, you're going the damn wrong way? I don't want you to get too technical with spiritual work, because you're looking to incorporate more of your mind on figuring this out. But you more of a spiritual brother anyway.
Right.
So you need to stay real grounded with your spiritual work. Don't get too technical with it, because just what you say about the keys again? Because you say you wanted to know if you would learn a lesson. Give me that again. What you said?
Well, like just the thought came that don't keep your spare keys in a place where you need the first set of keys to get to them.
You see your senses working, right? Because where would that information come from? You see your senses working. And then so what happened? Tell me again. Go ahead. And what happened now?
Yesterday I lost my key.
Right.
And so happened I followed my own advice. So I was able to, I didn't have to call anybody to unlock the door or anything like that.
Right.
I, I have a question really quick. I just want to jump in with this key thing real quick. You said don't keep your spare keys where you keep your keys.
No, don't keep your spare keys in a place where you need the first set to get to it. Like, say, if I have my spare keys in the house and my house key is on the first set of keys I lost.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Got it.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, somewhere where you could.
I got it. Thank you for that, Brandon.
So tell us the thing you say you're looking to figure out, but don't make sense.
Being able to tell when I'm being, and you kind of answered it, being able to tell when I'm being led on a divine journey to learn versus sending myself.
Every part of it is divine. Because look, each one of these systems are different and they operate in different ways and they communicate in different ways. Because if I was to tell you the damn difference, what would it matter? Tell me, if you tell me what it would matter, I would tell you the damn difference. If you could tell me that. If you figure out the divine purpose as the main, the mundane purpose, tell me why would you want to know, and I'm going to tell you the difference.
Wait, give that to me one more time.
You say you want to know the difference on when it's a divine journey versus just a regular lesson, right?
A mistake on my part, and I guess I'm being technical.
If you knew the difference, what will it matter? Tell me that, and I'm going to tell you the difference.
Right, okay. I guess it wouldn't matter because either way I would be learning.
See? Mm. Yeah, figured your own shit. I ain't have to say nothing.
You're
doing better already.
Yes. Much better already. Much, much better already, Brandon. Brandon, let me ask you a question. When you were young, were you afraid of the dark? Be honest.
I can't particularly put a punctuation on it, but it may be a situation where I'm blocking it.
Hold on a second. I want you to think about this question because it's very simple. When you were young, were you afraid of the dark?
I think so.
Wouldn't you remember if you were afraid of the dark?
I would if I were. I wasn't afraid
okay.
of the dark.
Okay, so now you're sure you're not afraid of the dark, or you just don't remember?
I'm sure I wasn't afraid of the dark.
Okay, so now that you're a grown man, are you afraid of the dark? Be honest
No.
here. You could get a big breakthrough. So are you afraid of the dark?
I feel I embrace it more now than I did when I was younger.
I thought you wasn't afraid when you were younger.
I guess I saw more use in it. I came to a better understanding of it.
Okay, so are you saying now, Brandon, you were afraid of the dark when you were young, but when you got older, you understood about being in the dark?
Yeah, I guess that is what I'm saying, that if at some point I got better than what I was.
Uh-huh. Well, this is perfect for the show tonight because your shit don't make no sense, what you just said. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
None of that makes sense, man. It don't make sense. Let me tell you this, why I ask you that question, Brandon. Because for you, this has a lot to do with your past lives, but you're not going to get out of this web unless you can be completely honest. You're not going to get out of it. This has to do with the past life for you. And that's why I ask you the question, but you couldn't be honest about it. And it's okay, because that just may mean that you're not ready to hear what you need to do so that you can come to your common senses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Not ready to hear it?
You said what now?
Oh, so you're saying it seems at this moment I'm not ready to hear it. I can see a problem with honesty, because we spoke last time, and one of the things that you told me is that, speaking from the heart, because I have a problem feeling like I would compromise myself.
Mm. I don't remember that, but you do. But once again, you know that, and you still could not do that now. It's still a struggle for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's powerful. Okay. You could also see the gift is connected to being honest, because you was getting ready to give them a beautiful gift, and the dishonesty eliminated the gift.
It's okay, because there's always tomorrow, Brandon. But
no,
I definitely, I want
to
thank you for calling in. Be honest. Speak from your heart.
Right.
And peace and love to you. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's jump around here. Calling in from area code 7733. I'm going to give the second number because there's so many of you on the phone lines. 7733. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Chrissy calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings. This is, you said this is who? What was your name again?
Chrissy.
Christy. Greetings, Christy.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
How are you? How you doing? You can't get that birthday?
I'm fine. February 2nd. I'm sorry. It's February
17, 1989. Hold on. Something didn't just make sense. It just didn't make sense. Hold on. You forgot your own birthday. Hold on. And you in the home of Common the rapper, Common Sense. Come on, hold on. Which one is it? 2-2 or 2-17?
No, because I was about to
now,
say.
You know that shit
didn't
make sense.
17.
Huh?
I was about to say 0-2-17, but
okay.
I mixed it up. Yeah, it's February 17th, 1989.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Threw me for a loop there. Thank you. I know. Oh, no. Hey.
Oh, gosh.
So tell us what is not making sense with you.
Okay, so what's not making sense with me is working a 9-to-5 job, and it's just, like, so draining that I find myself like, I hope I make it through the day. I just feel like I'm putting all my energy into a 9-to-5 job when I could be putting all my energy into starting my own business.
So why you don't start your own business?
Yeah, why aren't y'all in self-invested? Why aren't y'all in the Kim business class? And who gets the 9-to-5? Who gets to go to work at 9 and get off exactly at 5? Where's that happening?
Well, actually,
so,
8-to-5.
Hold on. 8-to-5. Hold on, but look. Hold on. Say this again. You say you feel you should be putting your energy into your own business.
Yes.
Anyway, so what's stopping you?
Right.
Well, I guess what's stopping me is, lack of support.
From who? What do you mean your lack of support?
From
hold on, you want to start your
husband.
Own business, but you want somebody else to start it? It wouldn't be
no,
your own business then.
No, I want
then.
Some, like, it's like, no, I just want, like, motivation. Like, yeah, you can do it. Like, I don't have no support. Like when I try.
Let me ask you something. How much of it do you need? How much you need? How much do you need?
He says.
Oh, give me what do this first. You said 217-1989, right?
Yes.
All right. How much motivation do you need? Because how much? If I was selling motivation by the pound, how much of it would you need? Because I could call you every day and tell you how you could do it.
I just need some like motivational support from my friends and family.
And if they never give you motivation, you're going to be stuck on that 8-to-5. Let me ask you, when the last time you tried to motivate yourself?
Yesterday.
Then we can start right there. You said yesterday. When the last time you did this?
Oh, yesterday.
Look. Do you know the name of the show tonight?
Yes.
Say what the name of the show is. Say it for yourself.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, shit ain't making sense.
Yeah.
If you told yourself this yesterday and you can't motivate your own self, who else gonna motivate you? You done lost your own motivation just from yesterday. Would you tell you this was early yesterday morning or last night?
I'm sorry.
Cause you got to be able to hear yourself. See, so look, guess what sense you have to go back to work with? Sound. Because it's obvious you can't hear yourself. Because this is the first thing we need to understand. People are going to follow what you do for you.
Yes.
I can't help you pass you helping yourself. I need a demonstration on what you need me to do for you. So as much as you motivating yourself, that's what other people are going to do to motivate you. So they're looking at you, how you motivate yourself, and I'm gonna treat you how you treat yourself. How you want me to treat you better than you treat yourself? Now, you don't sound too motivated right now. Listen, what you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Because you're going to be able to get a breakthrough if you really listen to what I'm telling you. I need some motivation. Me, Brother Bala, I need some motivation. And I need you to assist me right now. What would you do to motivate me?
Well, I asked you what it is that you need.
No, that's not motivating me. I need you to motivate me. That's you asking me what I need. I say, I just need you to motivate me. Motivate me. Motivate me right now. Just make me want it. Motivate me. Now, this is not how you motivate yourself, right?
No.
And what I'm looking to get you to see, it's going to be hard for you to do anything with the energy you're putting into motivating yourself. I want you to really be inspired.
Yes.
All these things take time. It's processes to understanding this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you starting your own business. It's you starting it and keeping it going.
And
if I have to motivate you, may I have to try to convince you that you could do it?
That's right. You don't want motivation.
No.
That's temporary. That's like getting a good feeling. That's like getting high and then all of a sudden the high dies, and you got to go get high again. You don't want motivation. You want inspiration, because that's connected to your spirit.
So you have officially become your own worst motivator.
Yes. And that's good that you kind of suck at motivation, because you don't want that. It really is an illusion. It's an illusion to be motivated, because the truth is nobody can motivate you. You know, the word motor is in motivation for very good reason. If your car battery goes dead, I'm talking about completely dead, you can't jump that. It's dead. If your motor goes out in your car, I don't care what kind of battery you put in it. I don't care what kind of oil you have in it. I don't care how much you charge that battery. It's not going to run. Inspiration is connected to your spirit. So you want to be inspired, which means it comes from inside of you. So what is it that you really want to do, that you feel that all of these things that you're doing is not helping you achieve it?
Well, it's funny that you said inspire, because that's I just started me up a YouTube page, and that's kind of like my logo, let's inspire each other.
So you wanna, you wanna inspire people? Is that what you wanna do?
Yes.
Inspire them to do what?
It will inspire them to do whatever it is that they feel in their heart that they should do.
And
that
you
they
know
want
what?
To do.
I think you need to do that, because I know that the work that we want to do the most is the work we need to learn for ourselves. And I know you can see from what Brother Bilal was telling you and what I'm telling you here tonight is that you don't know how to inspire yourself. So that's why you want to do that. I think you're going to be super great at it. I think you're going to be fantastic at it when you can tap into that inspiration inside of yourself. But I don't want you to confuse what's happening in your life, because you working this job at this particular time is exactly where you need to be, because this is what you need to use as your inspiration to move you forward, so that you can do the work that you want to do. There's lessons to be learned there. But I want to talk to you about something, because a lot of this energy that you feel that you need the support, there is a particular person you want support from, and you can't be blindsided by that. I want you to talk to us about your relationship with your father, or their lack of.
Well, the last memory that I have with my father, he came to see me, and he spent the night, and my mother told me to go to sleep, and I really wasn't ready to go to sleep, because my dad was still up, and my dad said, oh, go ahead and go to sleep. When I leave in the morning, I'm going to wake you up and let you know that I'm leaving. So in the morning came, I got up, and I was looking around, and I didn't see my dad. And I was kind of afraid to ask my mother, was my dad gone? But she saw me looking around, and she said, oh, your dad, he's gone. He told me to tell you that he'll be back to see you, and he's going to send you something in the mail. And then from that day on, I knew that I never was going to see him again.
Right.
And I just never saw him again.
Right. And so all of this is your desire to make your daddy proud of you, and to say that you needed him, and there's a part of you that believes your life would be completely different if you had a relationship with your father, because that's what you want. You want that love from your father. And so a big part of this has been you seeking that. So the motivation that you want is really, you want motivation, but you want it from a father. You want it from a man. You want it from that area. You want to please that energy, because the little girl in you. So what was that? Were you about 4 years old or 6 years old?
I think I was about 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somewhere in there. So that's what you want, that simple love that a daughter has with her father. So one of the things, and it's nothing wrong with wanting that and understanding that, but you got to know what's at the core of what you really want to be inspired by. What is really the connection for this inspiration that you want inside of yourself? And by understanding that, by embracing that, by sending that love out to your father, you can do it at night, and to let him know he loves you. He loves you as well. Sometimes we make decisions and choices, and a lot of times those things are hidden in the dark. They're unseen. These are things that are not unseen. But I don't want you to think that your level of success is only going to come from the recognition of a man. Not that it's anything wrong with men loving what you do. But don't crave that to the point that you compromise who you are. Because this is really between you and your father. And if you can get grounded with that, if you can begin to understand that, then you will see what's blocking your inspiration. Because that's truly what you wanted. Nothing more than to wake up and have that comfort of knowing that your father is there. This is even why in relationships with you, your biggest fear is not to have that person be there in the morning or to leave. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So work on that webpage. And know that the job that you're on is helping you, and that inspiration is there. It's not blocking you. You can start doing your business to inspire people. You can even inspire young girls who may not have a father figure around and talk about some of those stories that have been healing for you, and share those stories as well, too, because that's a big part of where your inspiration is going to come from, is to have that simple love. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like one other thing is that with my webpage, I kind of in that space of afraid, because it's like I'm putting myself out there, so it's like people, I know, kind of afraid like of the criticism or what people want to think.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's why I haven't.
Yeah. Well, you'll know the right time, but another part of you wants to do it for the attention, too, and you know that. The only thing I'm telling you, it's not coming from a judgment point of view. Look at what you want to do, understanding what is at the root cause, what is driving you forward, because then nothing will be able to block your inspiration. You won't care if the whole world don't want to be involved in what you're doing. You're going to be doing it because you recognize that it is what you want to do and need to do for you. See, that's true inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Most definitely need to be self-invested, because you need multiple clients. You need constant work.
Yeah.
Groom you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, peace and love to you. I want you to hold the line for us. All right, you guys. We're about to go into the after hours, and for the first time in a long time, we're going in the after hours. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines if you want us to take your call. But you have about 11 seconds. You better jump on now so you can get in. Otherwise, we'll see you guys on the flip side. So we are officially in the after. After Hours here live in the remix and whyshitdontmakesense.com with Brother Powell and myself. We're going to go to the next caller. Tons of callers on the line. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2162. 2162?
That's where I want to be unless it's something else that happens, you know. I might clean my...
We'll come back to 216. They kind of got a conversation going on. We're going to go to area code 4058. You're live in the remix. 4058?
Hey, what's going on?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Quincy again from Oklahoma.
Okay, greetings to you. Did I already call on you tonight, Quincy?
No, you talked to me not last show, but the show before last.
Okay, Quincy. I don't even remember. But welcome, Quincy. We're glad to have you tonight, Quincy.
What's up, Bella?
How you doing? My birthday is June 21st, 1985.
June 21st, 1985. And what's not making sense to you, my man?
Why do I feel comfortable being angry or upset once I get to that point?
I love that.
And that's not making sense to you?
No, it's not, because I mean, when I get, like, when someone, I guess, would you say push my buttons, I get comfortable being upset and open, because I used to hold stuff in.
Okay. So, well, hold on, so you... But look what you're saying. Remember earlier when I was talking about the senses and I said you have become addicted to your own images? Because you just said, you know, when people push your button. So, I mean, you looking for people to push your button so you can get mad?
No, not at all.
But you like it because you say why you feel comfortable. I mean, you like it.
I mean... Yes, and it's, no, I don't like for people to push my buttons. It's just I'll catch myself and I'm like, well, did I come off wrong? Like, why do I, is it me or is it people taking me the wrong way? Because they always say, like, I might come off wrong, but I feel that they're approaching me a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out, is this me being comfortable with this type of, because, I mean, I've read my astrological charts. I know that I'm sensitive, all of that stuff that you can think of. I mean,
what astrological charts say you sensitive? Who knows you sensitive? How does somebody go make me understand that part?
Okay, well,
you mean with your sun sign being Cancer, you talking about that you're supposed to be sensitive?
No, my sign is Gemini.
Gemini, all right, you just crossed into Cancer. Okay, but look, you have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have planets in 7 different houses, which connect you to all those houses, and your overall is more Taurus than you are Gemini. So what part of you are sensitive? Make me understand that one.
Well, like I said, that's me doing, I guess you would call it minor research. And, all right, this is how I even got to it. I was listening to the show that I missed Friday, and the lady was talking about her totem signs. And prior to this, I made a joke with some friends, like, are Europeans and Chinese the only ones who have zodiac signs? And then today, and that's how I got reading on about totem birth signs and stuff like that. And the sensitive thing popped up, but it's popped up multiple times, and I've been told that, like, in my life, like, as far as...
Are you becoming sensitive because you're reading it and people telling you this, or do you know you're sensitive for your own self? You see, the shit not making sense. You don't understand what I'm saying? You said people done told you were sensitive, so I must be sensitive.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, as far as people have said it, and then now I'm reading it. And I'm like, okay, is this true?
But do that make you sensitive? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, not at all. Because
you're not sensitive?
No, not at all. Uh-uh.
Oh, this is why you're talking about this. This is what you just said.
You just said
you say everybody telling me I'm sensitive, so
I'm getting ready to start being sensitive because it must be true because everybody's telling me I'm sensitive. But you're not sensitive.
No, that's what I'm saying. All I'm asking is when I'm responding to these people, when they say whatever it is they say to me, it's not me being sensitive. It's me standing up for what it is I believe, what it is that I know, and what I stand for. I don't believe at all that it's sensitive.
It's not.
Well,
you're at the other end of sensitive.
Yeah, you really are. And, you know, you said something key. You said all of these people keep telling you that you're doing this, that you're being sensitive, but you're not being sensitive. You're standing up for what you believe to be true for you. Are these the same people who told you were sensitive? I mean, I'm just asking. That's why you believe you're sensitive?
Nah, like I said, I don't believe I'm sensitive. I was just referencing what I read today like with one of the mothers of my child, like that it really, like you're kind of going a little in on the sensitive deal. I just use that as something that
example.
I read.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
You say give
me that's good, but I want you to see why this shit not making sense.
Okay.
And this is why you have to screen what you are researching, because can't no book or no website tell you what's going on inside of you.
Correct.
All right? That's the first thing. You are attracting who you are. The people around you expose to you who you are. And I'm going to get you on point. I'm going to get you back to the thing you need to start doing. Because you at the 10th sense. You at the 10th. Because the 10th is connected to the core of your being. Mm-hmm. And it's probably why you're a rapper and everything else you do with your voice. What you rap, what you do? Boy, what you do? What you do?
It's funny that you say that.
Funny I'm saying, because I'm telling you. You rap, what you do?
Yeah, I do, but I've never rapped for people like openly. Only seldom few people have ever like heard me rap.
Yeah, you could go because look, guess what's at the core of your being? The truth.
My communication. The truth.
But time is the thing blocks the truth because you end up serving time.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't already.
No, I haven't.
All right, because see, because we're talking about freedom, so we're talking about a free dome. We're talking about a free mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to express yourself clearly.
That's it. And Miss Blue already told me that I need to. She told me the heart of the matter, and it was my first daughter, and that I need to get back more in tune with her. And like I said, it was like two shows ago. She told me 41 was my heart chakra. I already knew that because I made a shirt with the heart chakra on it. I mean, the eye of Horus or the eye of Heru, I made a shirt with that on it. And then you say something about rapping. I didn't mean to, like, be disrespectful saying fun. I meant, like, that's kind of what I just say, like that's ironic that you would say that, because people have told me like I should do a spoken word thing.
Look, I didn't listen at me. I didn't even take it wrong. What I'm trying to do, let you know, is it should be a confirmation to you. Your money, your wealth, your pennies is not in your hands. It's in your voice. And if you don't tap into your voice, you're gonna be looking for your gift. All your gifts are in your voice. Because you are here to express. Tell me what's happening with your father. What's happening with your issues? What's happening with daddy?
My biological father, hold on, I'm sorry. My adopted father passed, and so did my adopted mother passed. And that's kind of what I was talking about the last show. And Ms. Blue kind of, she did her thing, which it was, I said confirmation, I don't know how many times, and she said, I don't need you. Tell me confirmation. I need you to start acting and doing what you know to do. If you want to be a God, then God's love for real.
So what have you done thus far? When she told, what have you done?
Oh, I have most definitely been more active as far as like communicating and trying to call my daughter every single day. Setting up some business plans and some meetings with some of the businesses we're trying to, you know, get going. And I mean, I've been writing down. I've done the 11-11.
Oh, that makes sense.
That.
This is making sense.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
So hold on. So what you say not making sense? Oh, it made a lot of sense just now. So what's not making sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know, but like, okay, so like at work or whatever, like just certain people will come off to me a certain way, and then as soon as I'm at that point, it's like, F you, and I'm not holding my tongue back or nothing. Like, I'm very blunt. I'm very respectable, but I just don't like taking a lot of shit from people.
But guess what? Let me tell you, we can cut through this here.
Okay.
Because all of this is about you trying to control everything. That's what
now
it is.
Now this making sense. Now it's making sense.
You want to control how people talk to you. You want to control what happens around you. You want to control the person that may be 3-4 desks away from you. You want to control the person in the grocery store that's taking too long. You want to control the person in the car in front of you that's driving too slow. You want to control everything.
Is it that bad? Is it everything?
Yes, it's that bad. And as a result of it, nothing is in control. Everything is spiraling.
Do you see
complete control?
But Ms. Blue, do you see how this connected to the jail? Because he's a warden. He's on the other end of. He's a warden.
Yes. You,
okay. Did you hear what you just said? My biological name was Aaron Ward, and it kind of it was weird because I'm like, is that Ward of the State? And it's.
There you go. That's it. The Brother Bilal is in your contract record. So you see that. So that is how we can honestly see if you don't make some changes, you gonna end up where you really don't want to be, where you're being controlled for real. Because this is what you want to do. You want to control both your baby mamas. You want to control your children. You want to control everything. You want to control when it rains. You want to control when the damn sun shines. You want to control all of that.
I wouldn't say both my baby mamas or either one of them. I wouldn't say
not both of them. I mean, just one.
Listen.
That makes sense.
No, you do want to control them because anytime you tell them what they need to do for your child, that's trying to control them.
You're so right. You're right. But I don't believe in vaccinations. You're right.
Listen, you just came back with the rebuttal. I don't believe in vaccinations. So you trying to control something that you don't have control in. You don't believe in a lot of stuff, but yet everything that comes out is something somebody else told you. Do you know where we get our beliefs from? We get our beliefs from other people, not from ourselves. A belief is something someone else told you. What you know for sure is not a belief.
You're right. And Professor Griff, you're right. I know that I do not agree with vaccinations or anything
okay.
that...
Okay. Well, here's the reality. Then you better know what your ass need to do so you can have your child with you to raise them the way you want to. See, you can't know half shit and not know the other shit. And you can't want to know something and not want to do the work that goes with it. I can know a whole bunch of stuff, but that don't mean nothing.
Right, and that's what you said. But you said it in other ways. That's what you said the last time we talked.
Mm-hmm. So I need you to be real good, not just with listening, but with your actions. See, you giving lip service to people, telling them fuck off and fuck you and this is what I think, that means absolutely nothing.
It's not that bad. I said that yesterday to someone. I'm not like that. I don't tell people like F you and fuck off like that.
whatever you telling them. I don't care how nice you sugarcoat it, it all means the same. And there you go again trying to control what I'm saying. You heard what I said to you because that's what you really wanted to say in your mind, but you didn't have the guts to do that.
I'm kind of lost on that one.
No, you're not. You're very clear. You don't tell people F you because you don't like to hear that. So you think by saying don't say it, it helps you control the conversation. Well, it don't. Because the truth is you don't have control over nothing. That's the truth. You can't control other people. You're going to have a hard time trying to control yourself. And if you tell me you got control over yourself, I ask you, make your heart stop beating. I bet you you can't. So this game about being conscious is not to be able to be a parrot and be able to repeat what people told you. It's so that you can take this energy inside of yourself and see how it fits with you and begin to do the alchemy for real. Because one thing is for sure, a lot of shit don't make sense, Quincy. You can't tell me you know all of this, and yet this bullshit over here keeps happening. Something ain't making sense. Somewhere someone's not doing some work. Something ain't lining up. All of this goes back to the foundation, to the core, and this is why you're having problems manifesting things in this physical reality. So I want you to continuously work on those different areas that we talked about tonight and really start to look at what is the truth. What do you know for sure? And let go of control and ask yourself the situation. Are you really, you want to know why you're getting this feedback? Are you trying to control everybody who has a conversation with you?
No, ma'am.
You're saying no, but that ain't what's really going on. When you tell me why you're having these conflicts with people at work, it's because of control.
Yes, there's one lady, and outside of the mother of my child, it's two people.
Quincy, I wouldn't care if it was one. Them two people are causing hell in your life right now.
Yes, ma'am. You said I had a lot of issues, and you're making it very evident this time, this reading also, so I appreciate it.
Open your heart. You have to give out divine exchanges. You have to have fresh thoughts. You have to let go of a lot of things that you believe and stop saying shit that you just believe and that you don't know for yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Good deal, my brother.
All right. Peace and love to you, Quincy. Good to hear from
Much
you.
Much love, man.
All right.
All right, brother.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 6466. Notice all of these people have the double digits at the end. 6466, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. We're jumping around here.
Hey, was that me, Kelly?
That is you, Kelly.
Oh, my God. Oh, hello.
All right.
Hey, I'm excited. This is like my first full call with you guys, and the shit is starting to make sense.
Well said.
I decided to come in and be a part. Hopefully my girlfriend who invited me is listening. And I'm just happy to be a part. And it's just powerful and just uplifting. And we got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We got a lot of work.
Well
to
said.
Do, so, I don't know. I don't know what to say. If you have any words for me, I'm open. I'm ready to receive.
Okay.
Yeah.
let me get your birthday.
Oh, 4/8/64.
8/64.
Yeah.
So help us out and tell us what's not making sense. In your life.
What's not making sense?
It's starting to
unfold, you know, a lot of things. So, you know, just been doing a lot of introspection, just a lot of trying to get quiet, listening to you guys.
I just want to take you back to the question. What's not making sense? You're telling us what's making sense, but what's not making sense?
What's not making sense? Maybe just my place on where I need to be in my life, location-wise. You know, I've been thinking about making some transitions, and some things seem to keep me here in the Big Apple, and I've just decided to just try to be, to see what happens. So just some moments of being unclear.
Okay.
Just looking at these things, you're looking at a couple of things. Let me do ask you, what is the relationship like with your father?
The relationship with my father is definitely getting better. I'm making a conscious choice to. It's not terribly bad, but there's just some ideas I have about him, and working on that. But it's getting better.
Okay. And it's a lot of the same energy tonight. Well, let me check what sense I need you to start operating there. Yeah, but it's a lot of the same energy.
It is.
Your sense you need to get back in contact with is sight. You're losing sight. You're losing focus. Can't stay focused on.
Okay.
All right. And a lot of what you came back to the plant to do for his work is connected to your father.
Really?
Yeah, because you have a real inventive spirit. You're an innovator. You're an inventor. That's why you're always starting some shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But I need you to start finishing some shit.
Okay.
That's the shit not making sense. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just looking at this, and the one of the main things I'm looking at right here is your compassion. Passion is one of your major blocks.
My compassion is one of my major blocks.
Your lack of it.
Oh, I was going to say having too much.
No.
You said lack of. Wow. Okay.
Because if you look at the word compassion, you see compass in there. You also see passion because the compass always points up. But you have to bring a level of compassion back, because this is how you feed yourself, through giving and having compassion, not feeling sorry for people, because when you start feeling sorry for people, you attract that sorrow energy to you.
Okay.
All right? But at your core, just like the last, like the brother was on the phone, at your core is the absolute truth. It's the truth. And I asked you about your father because it's an interruption with your timing. Your timing is not good. You have to work on your time. You got to get a better definition of time. What is time to you?
What is time to me? Achieving goals within a certain point in my life.
What is time? Time is achieving goals, like that's what you're using time to do.
That's what I guess I would say I'm using time to do.
So what is time?
I never really thought about it.
How long have you been telling time?
Probably at least, the longest I was, most of my life.
At least what?
At least from when I was taught how to tell time from a child.
Early age. Even to say 30 years experience with telling time? At what age?
I would say 5.
So we're talking about 45 years with experience of telling time.
Yes, sir.
So how can you even tell it if you don't even know what it is? Are you really telling time? Are you wasting time?
I'm probably wasting time.
You have to, you see, because this is even like you're looking to make a move. When you're looking at doing this, when would be the right time? But if you don't know what time is, it will never be the right time because you don't even know what it is.
Okay.
And you will show up where you're going and say, man, if you would have came a week earlier.
Right.
And you say, damn, it always happened to me. Because you don't know how to tell internal time. Your biological clock on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the key to all of your disappointments because you keep missing this appointment.
Because
timing is connected to your appointments. And we line up to the time to keep our appointments because it's connected to manifesting your destination.
Okay.
So, but this the issue came from the relationship, not only with your external, but your internal look at moving farther. Because you say you had an issue with your father, so you can't move no farther until you mend this relationship with father, but the truth is you. You're the truth. So start telling it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. Very, very powerful. Here's what I have for you really, really quickly, and this is just going to tie in with a lot of things that Brother Bilal said. Immediately, I'll tell you, once I got in your energy and just kind of took a look around, I did see a suitcase. I think a move is going to be great for you, but you do need to get your timing down first. That's going to be key because, once again, you suck with time. And because you suck with your timing, you need to get that down right. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to be a missed move for you. But I also want you to take a look at why you're moving. Because I see fire. You know, we talked about right now the whole planet is on fire. Well, your ass is on fire. You burning up. You're on fire. And you're really angry. Even though you're talking to us very calm and nice, you got a lot of shit in your life you pissed the hell off at.
Okay.
That's a disconnect. What does okay mean? Tell me what
okay
that means.
Okay means I'm a research. I'm a research that it's not coming to me.
No. You don't have to research it. I want you to look at the relationship you just got out of. See, we do this for real. We don't do this for real.
See, but this is why you can't get to the truth if you don't tell it. See, it's hard to get to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You're with your family, so no worries. I mean, it's a big family, like 2 million and like 700,000. But I mean, it's your family. You're with your soul group. It's all good.
Absolutely.
It's all good. Your girlfriend should have told you. You on with Russell and Miss Blue, they going to get it. So, but you're really angry, and it has a lot to do with this relationship that you just got out of. I need you to calm this fire down.
Okay.
Calm it down. So that you can understand that there was a lot of lessons that was learned here. And what really happened is that you outgrew a lot of the bullshit that don't make no sense.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You outgrew a lot of things that just did not make sense to you. And so what you're looking at is everything that you compromised. That's what you're thinking. I did all of this, and it still didn't work. You understand? But that's not the truth. It did work. It worked so well that you're where you are right now. That's how well it worked.
Yes.
You understand? So I don't want you to get stagnant and start throwing daggers. You know, you throwing flame arrows. And it's a difference between somebody shooting an arrow at you and they attaching some damn fire to the arrow you're shooting, because you're burning up a lot of shit. But, you know, with things that you burn up, you know, you tearing up your own house. You know, that's like somebody getting mad and picking up shit and throwing it and breaking it. And then after the fight, you got to sit around and look at your shit. You done tore this up. So you don't want to do that. You have to really kind of ground yourself so that you can begin to see 360. You can get sort of that view that takes you above the situation. Come out of this 3D reality. Come out of this low frequency and raise yourself up so you can see things from a holistic perspective.
Okay.
Because that's your talk. I'm a holistic girl. I'm taking care of my mind. Well, you got to take all of that. You got to take your emotions, take your feelings, take that. Stop being so angry, because it's not the truth of who you are. That's just who you've allowed yourself to be. That's not the truth of who you are. You're not an angry person.
Oh, liver and kidney. You will burn them up.
Yes. So you want to spread your wings. But if you burn your own damn wings up trying to pull them damn fire arrows out your backpack to shoot them at somebody else, you ain't going to have no wings to fly nowhere. You're going to be sitting right in that seat of misery with everything else you done burnt the hell up around you.
Right. And how do you start by releasing the anger or working through it?
Yeah. Well, good question. One of the ways, I believe in the power of the pen. I believe in the power of writing. And you need to sit down and you need to, for every single person that you are holding all of this anger for, you need to write a letter to them. And you need to take the letters and put them in an envelope and email and send them to yourself. And when they come back, open them up and then say, I release you. I release all of this anger. I release this anger from myself. And then what you can do is you can tear it up, very small pieces, put it in some running water. If you can't find a stream or a creek or somewhere near you that you can tear it up and put it in, you can flush it down the toilet. But just make sure you stand there as it goes all the way down so you can see that you have physically released it, because sometimes we have to do things on the external in order for us to do it. Another thing you can do is you can hold the letter, because there's a lot of this going around, and you can set it on fire. You know, you can light that, and you can hold the letter up and burn it up just like they doing. A lot of images are going on. Brother Bilal talked about in a show we did way, way earlier this year about how religion was going to be challenged and where these challenges were was going to come in. So these are some of the things that you can begin to do to get rid of this energy, to allow it to come out of you. You've got to become better and not bitter. I think we have that word mixed up, because the E, it is the emotions that is the only difference between bitter and better. That's why it's the E that makes you better. And when you are understanding where these emotions are coming from, you can only become better and not bitter. It's when you don't have that clear understanding of what's going on, you know, when shit don't make sense, is when you become bitter. So become better. Yeah. Become better. All right.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Peace and love to you. Thanks so much for calling in. It was really, really nice. And thank your friend for inviting you. Yeah.
I sure will.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to take one more caller. So let's see who the lucky caller is. I'm just going to go, because it's like so many of you guys on here. It's unreal. I'm just going to kind of spin the wheel and see where it goes. 7706, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Bradford. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Greetings to you, Bradford, from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, y'all. How you doing, Brother Bilal?
Good, good.
My birthday is 11/18/72.
Okay. Tell us what's not making sense to you.
What's not making sense to me is the weird thing is externally my finances, my career is going well right now, but I seem to still have trouble maintaining focus. It's like I have to struggle more than I did in the past now to maintain focus, the more that I feel is when I advance, and that's not making sense to me.
Okay, so you feel like everything getting better financially, but you still not holding focus.
Financially, just even all around in my life, but it's like I have to struggle to maintain focus in order to keep pressing forward.
Have you, let me ask you, have you located what the challenge really is?
As Ms. Blue had mentioned earlier, I write a lot, almost daily, to try to get things out, and I believe part of it is I know for a fact, I can be honest and say the current job that I'm working now, I'm not really into. I'm doing it, and as a result, it feels like I'm just kind of going through the motions now more and more just to maintain things as they are. So I feel like I'm more or less maintaining survival more than I am actually just living.
Well, you know what, but look, remember, we all are a work in progress,
okay?
Secondly, what's happening is challenging because once you find the thing that's going to hold your focus, you're going to know that's it. Because, see, what happened with you is you get so distracted by the beauty, that when you find something that takes your mind off the beauty, you're going to know you got it because nothing matters more to you than beauty. But you just won't stop. So damn impatient, man. This shit. You see, you are, when I say you talking about the cosmic intelligence, you sitting on that shit, but you get so arrogant with it.
Yeah.
And look, you do a lot of magic. And 95% of it is sex magic.
Yeah.
So.
I'm
looking at it, but look, your whole life is wrapped in beauty. Beauty is a law. We were just talking about this earlier. I just was talking about this today. This is a law. It cannot be escaped. But you have to find the beauty in everything. You have to. But this all this is about your self-expression. This is about your self-expression, you not communicating clear. You don't listen. You don't pay attention. That's why relationships don't work. And you just won't stop. Even if you're messing with two men, you just won't fucking stop. You ain't stopping. I'm going to stop. But then you're going to be forced to stop. Look what you came online. You say, my finances is going good so far. Not so far. What you say at the beginning? What you say about your finances?
That they were going well, that my finances.
For right now. That what you say? Like you plan on this shit cutting off. Listen to what you say.
It is the reason why I said that, honestly, because, and I can be very honest about everything where...
Go ahead.
Part of what drives me now to do what I do and not do what I used to do, which is what I love to do, is I had so much trouble with it that I was in.
Now, that shit didn't just make sense what you just said.
I know it did.
Now, you said all that to say all the women you messed over. And look, you see what them women saying? Ain't nothing going to go good for you until you do right by me. Right. Boy, you better go mend that shit because you got some challenges coming on your ass starting in December. I promise you, you will be calling me and say, man, how you knew this shit? But, boy, until you start following that feminine energy and stop disrespecting it, you are going to have a hard fall because hard heads make soft asses.
Yeah.
Watch what I tell you.
Mm. Yeah.
Fall in line, correct, bro, correct these things, go and fucking apologize. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a humble, sincere way.
Mm-hmm. And really payment from the...
due.
Yeah. Really
the payment is due.
Yeah. And, you know, Bradford, the number one thing, and I wrote this down, that you have zero trust when it comes to women. Zero.
That's true.
Zero trust. Absolutely none. It's interesting that you have sort of this kind of twisted relationship with them. Really. You love to hate them, but you love them, but you love to hate them.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And I want you to understand that by saying that, and thank you for being completely honest, because mm-hmm. this really, really will help you to open up so that you can see this. You know, my whole intention in everything in doing the readings is really to get you back to that place of love within inside of yourself, because truly who you're hating is a big part of you. So you want to know where the stagnant energy is coming from and why things are becoming difficult, because you cannot hate an expression of how you got here. You can't hate half of you and things always go well.
Right.
That just isn't going to, that's not going to help you to be able to move yourself where you are. You really, this is why the workshop we have coming up, the marriage between the subconscious and the conscious mind, bringing them together, marrying them. This is why this work is so important, because you've manifested this on an external level. And I hear what you're saying when it comes to, you said your money and all of these things are going well for you, but you're struggling with. That's not true either. You're struggling right now.
Right.
What used to happen is you were in a position where the employment you had was more stable, so it didn't matter about your arrogance. It didn't matter about anything. As long as you showed your ass up, you was getting paid. But see, the game has changed.
That's true.
And so what's happening for you now is that you're really in this energy that's swirling around you. It's all about change. But this could actually work in your favor, because for once, for something that you have not been able to do for a very long time, you will be able to release these things out of yourself and let go and start to rebuild the feminine energy that is inside of you, starting all the way at your core. And so when you see this reflection of women, you can begin to open yourself up and truly trust. Because the only thing you're drawing to you when it comes to this energy right now is you. So everything go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
I was going to say, it's funny because it took me a while, because I struggled with it, and I would watch the movie Revolver over and over again, and I knew my ego. It was hard for me to admit, but I knew my ego was getting out of control. I would try to call myself, putting it in check. What you had mentioned earlier, Brother Bilal, I would call some of my exes, and I thought I was apologizing sincerely, but it just got to a point where after a while in relationships, I became numb to the point where I don't even deal with anybody right now.
Mm-hmm. You're... I'm going to tell you this, and this isn't from judgment. You're going to become so numb to feminine energy that the only thing that's going to turn you on is a man. Mm. Because you, right now you got hate for them. You got so much hate in your heart, and I want to tell you, as a woman, I love you, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, yeah, it's a serious revolver there.
Yeah. So you know, really, really, this is where your work needs to begin so you can begin to rebuild this energy. But I want you to understand that it's coming from inside. See, it's really like we were talking about earlier. It's the enemy. It's not outside of yourself. It's not women that you see. This ain't your mother's story. This ain't your baby mama's story. This ain't your girlfriend's story. This ain't the girl that rejected you at the party story. This is Bradford's story.
Right.
This is your end story. And you can get a new story because that's just not the truth about it. You have to start replacing this conversation that you're having with your enemy inside of yourself. You got to replace that story. You're magical when it comes to writing. You're beautiful when it comes to your language and how that can flow outside of yourself. Yes, but I want you to know that all of this energy is setting up in your liver and in your kidneys. And it's destroying from the inside, you know?
I hate to interrupt you, and I tell you what, and I want to tell you this, brother. The information, whatever you've been studying, is starting to take root, and you're on your way to extreme fear.
Yeah.
So you are becoming numb because the shit you are using. Remember, the artist pays the price, and it's almost time for you to pay because the words coming out of your mouth, what you've been feeling and what you've been agreeing with from other people's opinions is getting ready to manifest with you. Russian roulette. That's the revolver.
Mm.
So who shot you? You.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, wow, I want you to, if you can, get you a crystal. And one of the crystals I would recommend is aquamarina, because in this cycle of change, there's some energy that can really balance out a lot of the energy you have there. And that has to do, anything blue, color blue, wearing that blue, blue speaks to the truth. It speaks to the openness. It speaks to being uplifted. It opens up your energy centers for you. Believe it or not, it's connected directly to your heart because the voice is connected to the soul. So work with that. And let go, rebuild those words, rebuild that conversation, especially when it comes to the feminine energy, especially when it comes to women. But know that you're rebuilding that inside of you. And let go of the hate, because the only person you're hating is yourself.
Right.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thank you so much. Calling in.
Thanks,
and
honest,
let us know how you're doing. Yeah, peace and love. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Right. I definitely appreciate it.
All right. Beautiful. Well, we're going to close out here, you guys. Why Shit Don't Work. WhyShitDon'tMakeSense.com. Amazing share tonight. The callers tonight, Brother Bilal, are just coming forward. And really just opening themselves up and receiving this message for all of us here. Just amazing. I want to thank you also for coming in and dropping this knowledge for us. It's like checking in with, this is the broadcast station here and and letting us know what's going on for years to come. Just want to definitely tell you, thank you so much and peace and love.
All the time.
Yes. Well, I want to remind you, Yes, always have fun. I want to remind you guys to reach out to Brother Bilal to get those soul alignment readings, so important, and the Soul Cycle calendar, because we do have the new year coming up. Don't wait till 2015. You can do that now. Take yourself all the way forward. Don't forget about the workshop that's coming up. Save the date, October the 11th.
Oh, it's going down.
It's going down. The super contract. Alignment workshop with myself and Brother Bilal. We're going to get ready to get out of here. I just want to wish you guys peace and love, much love, warm spirit, peace and love to you guys all out there. Have an amazing week. Don't forget to download. And if you like the show, take yourself on over to Facebook and like it if you like it. If you love it, I want you to take yourself on over to Facebook, Twitter, to iTunes. Love it over there. Pass the word on. Share it with a friend. And we'll see you guys back here next week in the remix. So peace and love to everyone and much love. Have an amazing week. And see you guys live here in Planet Remix next week. Peace and love.